This is a presentation of your season ticket, WESV Sports. It's Bradford Owls football on WESV Sports. B107.5 FM, 1490 AM. Streaming and on demand at WESV.com. And streaming live on 100.1 The Heroes mobile apps. Live from Bradford's Parkway Field, here's Mark Irvin.
Hello, Owl fans, and welcome to Week 7 of the 2024 varsity football season as your Bradford Owls are going to be taking on the Carn City Gremlins here at Parkway Field. Joining me tonight is my broadcast partner, Flynn Irvin. Flynn, Carn City's no slouch here. They come in 5-2, and our Owls set it at, or 4-2, excuse me, and our Owls set at 5-2. So going to be a real tough match tonight against the Gremlins, the visiting Gremlins, that is. What do you got for us? What do they look like?
Well, they're always a tough team every year. You know, their offense and their defense, both sides of the ball, they've always been dominant. For as long as I can remember, at least, even when I was in school and playing football, they've always been the team to beat in the district. Whether they're the top team or even the second or third, it feels like our games with these guys are always very competitive. They're a very dominant team. They've always been good, and I think tonight's going to be no different than the last couple of years.
Yeah, I can understand that. They just seem to be one of those teams that's just consistently good year after year after year. And most likely we're going to see them come out running a single wing. Definitely a running team here. Very few passes. I mean, they pass, just not like the Owls or even some of the other teams that we see. Do you have a little bit more for us as far as what to expect on their offense?
Yeah, I do. Just to add on that, they are a very, very run-dominant team. Their quarterback only has, I believe it's under 300 yards passing on the year so far, and that's not just a failure in the passing game. It's just that they lean so heavily on the run game. Hunter Scherer has 91.7 rushing yards per game he's averaging right now, and he has 10 rushing yards, or I'm sorry, rushing touchdowns on the year. But they have two other guys, too, that they give the ball more times than they pass throughout the year. They have three different guys who all can attack from different spots, different formations. They have a solid run game. Braden Slater's averaging almost 70 rushing yards per game. He's got 8 rushing touchdowns. He's got 10 on the year. Cole Johnson, their quarterback, he's averaging almost 70 rushing yards per game. He's got 3 rushing touchdowns, 5 passing touchdowns. Their run game is just, there's no other way to put it. They're dominant, and our defense needs to be able to make adjustments to try and shut that down.
Yeah, going to be big, on, especially on our line and our linebackers tonight, to be able to pick up on their keys and really try to take control of not only the line, but the center part of that field. Might be a little bit tough tonight as there's some injuries and guys not here tonight for whatever reason I'm not privy to. So Bradford's going to need to make adjustments on the fly as we go through this game. Bradford's offense, even though we only set at 2-5, there's some numbers that pop out.
And it's what I've been saying every game since the beginning of the year. There's a lot of positives to build off that we have every week. It's just about making the adjustments to, you know, formulate that game plan in a way that's successful for us. Like our game plan last week, we were heavy on the run and those short, quick passes from Talon, which were successful, but then it set up those deep, long passes like the 70-yarder to Logan Kohler. That was the big momentum shift in that game. I really think that's the play right there that gave us that win. And it's just the game planning has to be – we have to be open to adjustment. We have to be open to trying new things. And I think if we can stick with the game plan that we started with last week and try to make adjustments and go off of that, I think that we will have a very, very successful offense tonight.
Excellent. Thank you for putting in all your time for all the stats and stuff, Flynn. I know you work on that throughout the week and put in a lot of energy and effort into that, so I just wanted to let you know that we appreciate it. We are going to step away for a few minutes. We're going to be back with our captains and starting lineup that are going to be presented by Kathy Obermeyer at Team ERA, Team VP Real Estate. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
It's the family bar with the car, the Model T Inn in Derrick City. Meet your friends on Sundays for lots of big screen football with the NFL Sunday Ticket and enjoy their new Sunday special, a medium pizza and a dozen wings for just $22. Stop in and enjoy their delicious menu items any day. And it's not too early to reserve a date for your holiday get together. You'll always have a great time at the family bar with the car and the NFL Sunday Ticket, the Model T Inn in Derrick City.
Dr. Tejera and his staff at Allegheny Vein and Vascular are committed to helping you maintain your your quality of life by treating the source, not just the symptoms.
I had swelling or edema in my lower legs. I had continuing ulceration in my inner ankle, which left the pain and difficulty, you know, daily tasks, walking, being able to exercise like I should be able to.
After just one visit, Dr. Tahara suspected she had May-Thurner syndrome, a compressed vein that doesn't allow blood to flow out of the leg. After a diagnostic ultrasound, he performed a simple 20-minute procedure that fixed the problem.
Within weeks after the stenting, I had complete healing of my ulcers and much better quality of life. I was able to get through the day without relying on over-the-counter pain medications, taking breaks. I don't remember the last time I felt so good.
Specializing in vascular disease for over 17 years, Dr. Bob Tahara provides his patients with exceptional care that's close to home. Call Allegheny Vein and Vascular in Bradford, 814-362-8490.
It's Friday Night Lights, and the Bradford Owls are ready to bring it. Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate knows that teamwork and dedication are the keys to success. Kathy applauds the Bradford area high school football players, cheerleaders, band members, and coaches. Play hard, play smart, have fun. Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate is a proud sponsor of Bradford Owls football. Let's go, Owls!
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Parkway Field. Flynn, I just got some very interesting information.
And that is?
Jordan Thompson is not going to be playing tonight. Jordan is down south. As you know, he's a standout wrestler in an invitation-only national wrestling match. So congratulations to Jordan, and good luck down there on the mat. But, boy, we're going to miss you, bud.
And I think Evan Whitmore, who lines up next to him here in that linebacker spot, is more than capable of stepping up. And, you know, yes, of course, we're going to miss him in the linebacking core, but Evan Whitmore is just an absolute animal on that defense, and I think that he'll step up, and it'll be like Jordan's right there next to him still.
I agree with you there, Flynn. I think they do have the players that are going to step in. I imagine we'll see a little bit more Tommy Langdon out there at the linebacker position, maybe Brody Havlin out there at the linebacker position. And I want to mention, too, real quick, a new tradition was started here tonight at Parkway Field, Flynn. We had a bunch of the Owl players, both juniors and seniors, at the far end zone, and kindergartners from Bradford Area School District on the school side, and they met at the 50-yard line, and the players gave all the kindergartners a red Owls towel, similar to like the Steeler towel thing, but obviously red with white for the Owls. So pretty cool tradition that they just started, this being the first year. So whoever came up with that idea, kudos to you. That's a great idea. Because right now we're sitting here looking out at the field. The band's lined up and ready to go, and we hear the familiar Metallica song coming up as our Owls are getting ready to take the field. Any final thoughts before we start rolling on the game plan?
I think tonight we just have to focus on our game plan and make it adjustments. I think we need to come out with a set game plan on both sides of the ball and be able to adjust accordingly based on what's working for us and what's not. Carson City's dominant on both sides of the ball. Adjustments and, you know, trying to single out players that and plays that they are running constantly is going to be key to keeping this game close and coming out with a win.
Yeah, and Carson City's really want to – they're going to be playing angry and they're going to be playing tough because they're going to be looking to – bolster their playoff position. I mean, they're almost guaranteed to be in the playoffs, but it's going to matter what seed they're going to be in, because at this point, playoff and positioning and teams, it's starting to take a little bit of shape. So Carson City is really going to come out, I think, both guns fire, and they're going to score fast, they're going to want to score often, and they're going to want to do whatever they can to keep the Owls out of the end zone.
And on the flip side of that, Bradford, I'm sure, is aware of that too and is going to want to try and shut that down. We may be 2-5 on the year. Obviously, Carson City, like you said, is more than likely getting the playoffs. But if we're capable and can be the reason that they, you know, knock down a couple spots in that bracket, of course these kids are going to use that as motivation.
Yeah, and with District 9 and the some of the hybrid type playoff scenarios with different districts, meaning like there's District 9, and in some classes they involve District 8 and District 6, and you just kind of the amount of teams, what class, where they're at, that sort of thing. So it confuses me. I looked it over. I've talked with a couple of guys about it, but I just – how they pick the teams and from what area, what district is a little foreign to me, as I don't I don't want to say I don't agree with it. I guess I just don't need a better understanding of it before I could go forward with it. But either way, at the end of the day, everybody will be going to the playoffs and most likely be chasing after one of the whippy old teams out of Pittsburgh, you know, as they advance in the playoffs. But it would be nice to see a local team playing on Thanksgiving week again this year, such as Port Allegheny last year did, and they're having a standout year again this year. So we're going to take a few moments as the band gets ready to play the national anthem. We'll be back with the coin toss and the captains for tonight's game. And you are listening to the pregame show presented by Kathy Obermeyer at ERA Team VP Real Estate. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports is brought to you by these local sponsors: the Model T Inn, Allegheny Bradford Corporation, Allegheny Vein and Vascular, W.R. Case & Sons, Toji's Restaurant, Toji's Substation, Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate, Burns & Burns Insurance, Team Minard, Gleason Construction, Donovan's Towing, Worth W. Smith Company Hardware, Pinjerski Insurance, and Ameriprise Financial. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. 1490 AM, B107.5 FM, and streaming at WESB.com and 100.1 The Heroes mobile apps. WESB Bradford, B107.5 FM. This is Bradford Owls High School football.
Welcome back to Parkway Field. As you hear the, hopefully you could hear the Bradford band finishing touches on the national anthem again. Another beautiful rendition as they dive right into the Bradford alma mater. Flynn, Carn City, you know, looking across the field here, they don't seem to have a very big team as far as numbers go.
No, the roster looks a little bit small. I know we were looking over it earlier before we got set up here, and definitely maybe even half of the roster list that we have.
Yeah, I mean, it looks like maybe, I'm looking over the roster now, maybe 25 to 30 players, I would guess. But they're led by Coach Joe Sherwin, who's been down there for quite some time. He really understands this program. He's really built a winning tradition down there, and obviously he continues to build as Carn City down in Butler County is. You made that trip down there?
I have.
It's not an enjoyable trip down there, so I'm awfully glad we're up here home against them tonight. So captains tonight for your Owls are going to be... wrong paper, Flynn. There we are. Talon Reese. He's a senior, 6'3", 185-pound quarterback for the Owls. Blake Callahan. He's a 6-foot, 278-pound junior. And plays the line both offensively and defensively. Evan Whitmore, who's a 5'9", 180-pound outside linebacker, and he also plays on the offensive line. He is a senior this year. So those are the ones for Bradford. Jacob Abers, excuse me, a 5'9", 211-pound junior who also plays both sides of the ball. Those are going to be the captains for the Owls. Momentarily, the coin toss is going to be going. As the coaches are huddling up their players, the referees are getting in position, the band's getting off the field, and we're getting ready to kick off week 7 here. So any quick predictions, Flynn, on what do you think a final score is going to be tonight, or what do you think the outcome is going to be?
No, I had a score prediction last week. This week, I don't think I can give you a confident prediction on the score, but I think tonight, I think for both sides of the ball, for both teams, is really going to depend on the adjustments to each other. I think, like I mentioned last week, that Bradford's going to be trying some new things, but also sticking with what was successful last week. Carn City, they're going to stick with that running game, but if they see that we're starting to make adjustments and stopping that, I wouldn't be surprised if they pass. You know, our secondary was great last week against Smethport, but I wouldn't be surprised if they tried just to see what they can be successful with. So I don't have a prediction for the score, but I think this game depends solely on the adjustments on both sides of the ball for both teams.
Yeah, as Bradford High won the toss and they elected to receive the ball first. And speaking of score predictions, Flynn, last week up at the barbershop all week, everybody telling me, oh, Bradford's going to blow them out. It's going to be a 50-point game, 50-point game. All over town I heard it, talking to friends and family around. And everybody said Bradford's going to win last week, beat Smethport by 50. On the ride to Smethport last week, you said, hey, it's not going to be a blowout. This is going to be a tighter game than what everybody says. And I just kind of thought, yeah, okay, Flynn. Well, you were right. So kudos to you, my friend.
Every once in a while.
So both teams are taking the field as we're ready for the opening kickoff here. Again, we're at Parkway Field, and the Owls are going to be receiving on the far end of the stadium down by the creek side there, and it's going to be Logan Kohler deep for the Owls. Also back with him is Caden Keyshore and Tommy Langdon. Kicking off for Carn City is going to be Brendan Slater. The kick is up, kind of a flip kick, and it's picked up by, it looks like, Keyshore. Keyshore's got about the 30, breaks across to the 35 before being surrounded and refs blow the call dead. So Bradford going to start out. Looks like it's going to be first and 10 about the 35-yard line, as Keyshore was able to gain about 10 yards on that return. 35 yards. Talon Reese in shotgun formation. Brody Havlin off to his left. He's got trips on the near side. Bradford's working from right to left. Kohler split out wide on the far sideline. Snap. There's a fake handoff. Pitches it out quick to Keyshore. Keyshore catches about the 36. He breaks across the 40 down to the 45. He's going to be close to a first down for the Owls. So there we are, Flynn, starting out with another one of those quick passes.
Those quick short passes. They were successful last week. I'm not surprised at all that we're going to try and stick with it.
And that, in fact, is a first down for the Owls. So now it's going to be first and 10 Owls from the 45. Again, Talon Reese in shotgun formation with Brody Haviland flanking to his right-hand side. Logan Kohler split far out to the sideline, sends a man in motion, takes a snap. There's a handoff to Haviland. Haviland right up the middle, across the 50 to about the 48. So another, looks like about a 7-yard run for Haviland. So the Owls in business, two positive yardage, so they're gaining confidence here.
And this is the same thing we saw last week on the first drive, keeping the tempo up, the short, quick passes, the run game up the middle, moving guys in motion, trying to get that defense off guard.
So Owls down and set, ready to go. Reese again in shotgun formation. Brody Haviland off to his right, sends a man in motion, takes a snap, there's a fake handoff. Reese can runs towards the near sideline before being pushed out with a short gain. Looks like he's going to be close to a first down, but nope, they're going to mark him about a yard short. So that's going to bring up a third and one now for the Owls from the 46. Talon getting the play call from the sideline. Coach Yowie letting them know what it is as he checks his wrist. Coach lets his lineman know. Looks like Tommy Langdon stepping in for the Owls. Again, recent shotgun formation. Takes a snap. Nope, there's going to be a foul start. Let's see what the ref has to say. Yes, false start against the Owls. So that's going to knock them back 5 yards. We can make this third down conversion a little tougher. So it's now going to be third and 6 from the 49-yard line. Looks like the Owls are keeping the same personnel in. Nope, they're going to switch out Langdon for Carter Cawley. Reese going to be in the backfield all by himself this time. So Owls definitely passing. He's got two receivers set up on either side. Reese shotgun formation, takes the snap, looks to the far sideline, gets the throw off. It's complete to Cawley. Cawley catches it about the 47-yard line. They're going to give him credit for, but just short of the first down. It's going to be fourth and 2 now for the Owls. They're definitely keeping the offense on the field, Flynn. How do you feel about that?
I think early in the game, midfield. I think it's a good decision here. Try and see what we can get away with. See if we can run that ball up the middle, get a couple yards, and keep this drive going. We've looked good so far.
The Owls making some personnel substitution. In comes Nick DeGoyer to take the place of Carter Cawley. As again, it's going to be 4th and 2 from the 47 for the Owls. Reese sends a man in motion, takes a snap. There's a quick pitch to DeGoyer, but DeGoyer's brought down in the backfield. That's going to be a big loss, and it's going to be a turnover on down. So Carn City going to take over with really good field position here.
Even with the good field position here, I think if our defense can step up, we need to set the edge. We need to crash the linebackers. They're going to be a run-heavy offense. I think if we can stop that at the line, I think our linebackers and our secondary can hold their own. I think we should be able to stop them here on the first drive.
And it looks like they got Keishier in place, so where Thompson usually plays, and Langdon in the backfield. Carn City takes the snap. Rolls through the near sideline, gets a throw off. It's complete to about the 20 before being brought down by freshman Lucas Wallace from his safety position. So a big gain there for Carn City as everybody expected them to run, but they came out with a big pass. So it's going to be 1st and 10 from about the 13-yard line there.
And I will say I am surprised. I really thought this was going to be a run-heavy offense as they've been all year. This maybe could just be a one-time thing, and maybe if they saw the broken coverage there, they might stick with that passing the rest of the game.
Yeah, Colt Johnson's the quarterback for the Gremlins, as he's listed on my stat sheet here as just a freshman. So that maybe have something to do with them not throwing a whole lot. But he's in the shotgun formation, takes a snap, rolls it out to the far sideline. He's looking to throw. He's got a man open in the end zone, and it in and out of his hands, incomplete. So Johnson was looking for Riley Hamilton, but it falls incomplete. That's going to bring up 2nd down now for the Gremlins. The Gremlins are working from left to right here on your radio as they're looking to punch one in. Is again, it's 2nd and 10 from the 13. No score. 9:11 to go here in the first quarter. Cole Johnson, shotgun formation again for the Gremlins. Takes a snap. There's the handoff right up the middle. That is Owen Heigenbotham, who's able to get it up to about the 10-yard line before being brought down. And it looked like that Malachi McCormick who got the tackle for the Owls. So far, the Owls defense down here has been holding steady, so it's going to bring up a 3rd down and 6 now from the 9-yard line.
And I think even after that big pass play on the first play of the drive that we need to stick with the run defense here.
Carn City shuffling a guy out as they're huddled up. Johnson gets a play call, sends his men to the line. Under center this time, sends a man in motion. There's a fake snap. Then he hands up the middle, and he's off and into the end zone for a touchdown, Carn City. That is Owen Heigenbotham to put it in for Carn City to give them the 6-0 lead here in the first quarter. And it looks, Flynn, like they're going to be set up for an extra point here. That was actually a really nice-looking run play. They even a little deception there, and everybody fell for it, and he was able to go in the end zone untouched. There's the kick. It's up, and it is good. Carn City takes a 7-0 lead. 8:22 left to go here in the first quarter. You're listening to Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports.
Are you stuck in a rut and can't move? Literally? Car won't start or have a flat tire? If you've ever answered yes to any of these questions, have no fear. Donovan's Towing is here. Donovan's Towing has been the greater Bradford area's go-to towing company for many years and many more to come. All drivers are Wreckmaster trained and are available 24/7 for towing, jump starts, gas delivery, and tire services. Find Donovan's Towing on Facebook. Don't mess with the rest. Call the best. Donovan's Towing.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls Football as Carn City just took a 7-0 lead over your Owls. And the Togies touchdown sweepstakes first quarter contestant is going to be Dolores Landlord. Dolores, you win a free value pack meal from Togies Family Restaurant if the Owls score here in the first quarter. If they fail to score, you get a free lunch special from Togies Substation. So good luck, Dolores. As Carn City kicks the ball off. Kohler waiting deep, but doesn't get to him. It looks like Keyshore again gets it about the 20. He breaks one tackle across the 30 to 35, still moving up to near the 40-yard line. So another good return for Caden Keyshore.
And all the way out to the 40, they're going to give us some good field position. I think if we can stick with that run game and the quick short passes like we did last drive, I think we should have some more success this time around.
So first and 10 now from the 40 for the Owls as they're working from right to left. 8:14 left to go here in the first quarter. Talon Reese at quarterback for the Owls. He's got Brody Havlin flanked to his right, trips to the near side. Kohler split out far to the far sideline. Takes a snap. There's a high snap. Talon running for his life as he's able to come up with it. Breaks the corner on the far sideline. Breaks one tackle and gets out of bounds. Maybe even gained a yard there, Flynn. And I got to be honest, that's the first bad snap I've seen this entire season.
Yeah, he's had a great year under center so far. I'm surprised to see one there, but like you said, Talon even able to gain a yard there. His ability to make a play and make something out of nothing saved us losing yards there.
So they are going to give Talon credit with 1 yard gain on the rush there. Again, he has trips to the near sideline, doubles to the far sideline, alone in the backfield. Reese takes a snap, looking to throw, gets it across the middle, in and out of the hands of Caden Keyshore, who's going to bring up second down. Oh, I'm sorry, that was not Keyshore, that was Carter Cawley he was going for. So it's going to bring up third down and 9 now for the Owls. Looks like no player substitution this time. Talon coming out to give the troops a play. He's going to be in the backfield again in shotgun formation. This time to his left, he's going to have Nick DeGolier. Trips again to the near sideline. Talon takes a snap, looks the near side, gets the ball off. It's open, caught across the middle by Keyshore. Keyshore catches about the 48 across the 50 to near the 45. So that's going to be a first down Owls.
It's the short, quick passes like that. I really think we need to stick with that and make them adjust to us. If it's going to keep working, if they're going to keep giving us those short completions that we can run after the catch, we need to stick with it.
Yeah, and that's something the Owls have been missing this year, is a guy that will go across the middle and get the ball. Like last year we had Matt Perry, who is just absolutely fearless, who was that guy for us. So it's good to see somebody step up and take that. So first and 10 now for the Owls from the 45. Talon takes a snap, looking to throw, gets some pressure, gets the ball off. It's complete to Enzo Alio. Alio gains about 3 yards, but there is a flag on the play as Talon took a pretty good shot there.
And it was a great job of him to get that throw off, even being dragged down like that.
See what the ref's going to call. It's going to be a holding on the Owls, so that's going to be a 10-yard penalty. And we'll see how far that's going to push the Owls back.
From 145 to the other, it looks like.
Yeah, exactly what it is. So the Owls back on their own side of the field, but it's going to be a replay of first down. So here we go, first and 20 now from the 45. 7:20 left to go here in the game. As they sub Callie out for Tommy Langdon. Tommy going to join Talon in the backfield.
They got to beat the play clock here.
Play clock down to 3. Gets the snap off. There's a handoff to Langdon. Langdon trying to go up the middle. He gets back to the line of scrimmage, and that's going to be about it. So Langdon just nowhere to go there. It's going to bring up a second and 20 now from the 45.
And their defense has been causing a lot of ruckus for us. Can't get the run game going yet, and you've already seen a couple pressures here on Talon Reese. I think our offensive line just needs to get a little bit more physical.
Yeah, Carson City has a lot of two-way players, as I recognize several of the numbers out there on defense is the same as their offensive guys there. So here we go, second and 20, 6:26 left to go in the game. In the first quarter, second 20 from the 45, Talon shotgun formation, Tommy Langdon off to his left. Takes the snap, fakes the handoff, looking to throw. He's being rushed, and he's brought down again about the 42-yard line. So for the second time, Talon has taken a pretty good shot back there, but bounces right back up like he typically does. but that's going to be another loss for the Owls, about 4 yards this time. So it's going to bring up a third and 24 now from the 41. Bradford is working now on the far hash mark, his left, or excuse me, from right to left. So they're headed towards the school side end zone. Talon shotgun formation, joined by Langdon, takes a snap. Again, pressure, dumps it over the middle. It's complete to Langdon. Langdon gets tripped up. Looks like he gained about 2, maybe 3 yards is all for the Owls. That's going to bring up a fourth and 21 now as I see Brody Haviland headed out on the field as he has been our punter all year and has done an excellent job at that.
Yeah, he's got quite the leg on him. He's definitely been pinning these guys deep, not giving them good field position.
Deep for Carson City, it looks like Trevor Geibel is Haviland awaiting the snap. There's the snap, the kick, another good kick as this one bounces about the 30 and going to stay right there. So I'm kind of surprised there wasn't a flag there, Flynn, as two Carson City guys blew right through the line and ran right over Brody Haviland. So unlike what we've seen last week in Smithport, no flag there. So that's going to be first and 10 now for Carson City from their own 31-yard line. They're already holding on to a 7-0 lead here, 4:49 to go in the first quarter. Under center is Johnson, takes the snap, rolls out near sidelines, looking to throw. He's got a man wide open, and it's caught about the 48-yard line, but brought down just on the Owl side of the 48. That's Lucas Wallace making the most of his time starting tonight, bringing him down.
And that's two beautiful open field tackles here for Wallace.
Yeah, that was Keegan Schreckengast who came up with the catch for Carson City. So with that completion, it's going to bring first and 10 from the 48, I'll call it. 4:22 left to go as Carson City's holding on to a 7-0 lead. Johnson in shotgun formation, fakes the handoff, throws a pass out, it's complete. There's a flag on the play. And he busts through the 30, the 25, across the 20, down to the 10, the 5, and into the end zone.
We got to see what the flag is first, however.
Yeah, that was Braden Slater for Carson City, who possibly has a touchdown, but it looks like all the Carson City guys are just walking backwards. I believe that's going to be a holding call, Flynn. Oh, legal procedure is going to bring that one back against the offense there. So wipe that score off the board.
And I'm surprised so far to see him passing, but with how much space they got on that very first play of the game, I don't blame them for sticking with it. We're going to give up these big open spaces for them in this zone coverage.
Yeah, keep it up until they can stop it. So it's going to be now first and 15 from the 47 for Carson City as they make a couple of substitutions in there. They send a few guys off. Here comes the rest of them. Is Johnson again going to be under shotgun? The Owls look like they're going to be blitzed, and Johnson takes a snap, rolls out to the far sideline, looking to go downfield. He's got a man. Lets it go, but nothing there. He was looking for Owen Heigenbaum, who had the big touchdown earlier. Coverage there was provided by Logan Kohler and Lucas Wallace. So going to be second and 15 now for the Gremlins from the 47.
And as we were saying, like you said, if it's going to work, keep this pass offense going. We're giving up a lot of spaces here in between the zone coverage that we're running. If I know they're a very run-dominant team, but if we're going to give up this space for them, they're going to keep passing. That's like I said at the beginning of the game, we need to make adjustments.
Johnson takes a snap, dumps it over to the middle. It's complete about the 45, across the 50, down to the 40. Breaks a tackle to the 30, down to the 20. And there's Wallace again, another open field tackle, but not before another big gain by the Carson City Gremlins, as this time it was Hunter Shearer on the catch for the Gremlins, as there is an Owl down. We'll step away to make sure he's all right. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
It's a good day to do with the all-new Marilla and Kinzu knives, part of a new line of modern, everyday carry knives from Case. Constructed with durable, anodized aluminum handles and high-grade S35 VN blades, the Marilla and Kinzu easily flip open to make your everyday work quick and simple. And since they're named after local landmarks, their performance will inspire you to get out and do more. The modern Case Marilla and Kinzu, available every day at the Zippo Case Museum and Flagship Store.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Parkway Field as Jacob Abers just getting back on his feet after being shaken up there and walking off on his own power. But Flynn Carn City able to come with another big play. This time it was just a short pass actually behind the line, but able to just, that was Shearer, able to just make some moves, break a couple tackles before being brought out about the 11-yard line. So that's going to set up a first and 10 from the 11 for the Gremlins. 3:45 to go here as the Gremlins lead the Owls 7-0. I'm almost sure they're going to go back to the run game here, being this close to the end zone.
I wouldn't be surprised, but with the way we've been leaving these spaces open and the way they've had success with the pass game so far, I wouldn't be surprised if they passed it as well.
Johnson takes a snap from shotgun. He's rolling out to the near sideline, looking downfield, gets the throw off, and it's complete over the middle to Hunter Shearer for another Gremlin touchdown to bring the score 13-0 as Logan Whitmore laid out and nearly tipped that ball. He may have even gotten a finger on it. However, it was complete, so another score for the Gremlins. They send out their kicker, who was perfect on his last extra point. I'm trying to get a number on there for a name. But snap the kick. It's up. And it is good. So the Gremlins take a 14-0 lead over the Owls. 3:39 to go here in the first quarter. You're listening to Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESB Sports Winners Circle. Participants include these local area businesses: W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality American-made knives since 1889, and Ameriprise Financial, Davis Street in Bradford. Winners Circle sponsors, putting you in the game all season long on your season ticket, WESB Sports.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Parkway Field as the Owls are now down 14-0 to visiting Carnes City Gremlins as they send out their kick team. Deep for the Owls is going to be Keyshore, Langdon, and Logan Kohler is the deep man. Carnes City set up. Looks like they're probably not going to go to Kohler.
Keyshore's had some good returns the last two kicks, though.
Very good returns. There's the kick. Keyshore again catches about the 15. He's up across to the 30, breaks one tackle, turns on the Jets, gets across 35 to near the 40. Looks like about the 42. So again, Keyshore, he's just running angry out there, Flynn.
And yeah, I think they're trying to do the squib kick there to avoid kicking it to Kohler with his speed, but Keyshore's definitely picking up the slack here. He's had great returns on each one.
So that's going to give the Owls a first down. It's going to be first and 10 from the 42. 3:33 left to go in the opening quarter. Talon Reese in shotgun formation with Brody Haviland in the backfield. Trips to the near sideline. Kohler split wide to the far. 2 seconds left on play clock. They do get the snap off. There's a handoff to Haviland. Haviland up across almost to the 45 before being driven back, but a couple of yard gain there for the Owls. So a little nice block in there for the Owls. Just, you know, a good play by the linebackers, the Gremlins.
And I like that we're not abandoning the run game, even though we really haven't had success with it so far. If we keep pounding that ball up the middle, eventually we're going to break one loose.
Yeah, especially with so few players out there, you'd think they'd maybe wear down the Gremlins a little bit and get some better yardage out there. But it's going to be second down and 8 from the 44 now for the Owls. Reese takes a snap, looks to go deep to Kohler. Oh, it's just tipped away at the last minute by Johnson, who was defending Kohler one-on-one, but Kohler definitely had a step on him there.
Yeah, and it looks like that pass was just a little underthrown, something we're not really used to seeing from Talon there.
So that's going to bring up a third down now, third and 8 to be exact from the 44. 2:52, the clock has stopped in the opening quarter. Talon near the sideline to get his play call. Looks like Cauley's going to be subbed out for sophomore Tommy Langdon. Reese, again in the shotgun formation. Haviland drops back, looking to go deep. There's nothing there. He fires it across the center, but it just falls at the feet. So I think he might have been just trying to get rid of it there, Flynn.
Yeah, it looked like a screen pass, but the defense caught on quick. The defensive line was, they were all over that one. Just a broken play. Nothing you can do there except get rid of that ball.
Yeah, apparently Carn City put their time in the film room this week, so they sniffed that out in a hurry. So
I'm a firm believer that's the key to success.
It's going to be third down now in 8 from the 44. No, excuse me, it's going to be fourth down and 8 as the Owls send in their punt team. Looks like the refs are having a little discussion here.
I wonder if they're going to call intentional grounding on that.
They may be.
But there was a receiver in the area. Haviland was there waiting for the screen pass.
So the refs huddling up now. Yeah, it almost hit him in the feet, so I don't see how it could be intentional grounding.
I do believe even if there's a receiver, not if there is a receiver in the area, that you have to get out of the tackle box to be able to throw a ball away like that. Maybe that's what they're looking at.
Oh, they penalty. They waved it off, so no penalty. So that's still going to bring up a 4th and 8 for the Owls as they have their punt team in. Brody Haviland back for the punting duties with long snapper Evan Whitmore. There's the snap. The kick, another good one by Haviland. This one received about the 28, and he's hit and wrapped. Oh, breaks a tackle, but brought down again. That's Lucky Giordano bringing down the returner about the 35-yard line. So 2:39 left to go here in the first quarter. Gremlins with a 14-0 lead as both teams swap out their offense for defense here.
And I'm interested to see both of the first drives. They ran that same play-action pass and got big yards on, and I wonder if they're going to try something here or even go with the same play for the third time in a row.
Yeah, it looks like the Owls have brought in Matt DeCasper, too, as a corner. There's the snap. Johnson looking to throw far sideline. He throws and it's off the hands and incomplete, but there is a flag down. That's in the area of holding, Flynn, but we'll see what it's going to be. It's real nice now that they have the intercom so the refs can talk over the loudspeaker.
It certainly helps us, and it is a holding on the offense, yeah. So but the loudspeaker there definitely not only helps us, but I'm sure it helps the coaches up top too.
So that's going to be a 10-yard penalty. They're going to replay the down. It's going to be 1st and 20 now from the 25-yard line.
And they did go with a pass play, different one here, but pass play for the first play of the drive, something we need to catch up on and make some adjustments to.
Colt Johnson in shotgun for Gremlins takes a snap, looks far sideline, dumps it off short. But not much, if anything, there as Matt DeCasper is able to bring him down after just about a 5, maybe 6 yard gain there.
And that was the exact same play as the first play that was called for a holding.
So an excellent open field tackle there by Matt DeCasper. So it's going to be 2nd and 14 now for the Gremlins from the 31-yard line as they're working from left to right. 2:05 to go in the opening quarter. 14-0 in favor of the Gremlins. Johnson takes a snap. There's a pitch to the near sideline. Breaks it off around end. Gets past one tackler, two tacklers out across the 45 and near the 50-yard line.
Looks like Nick DeGolier drug him down there.
Yeah, it was Higginbotham on the carry for the Gremlins. So they're going to mark him down about the 48-yard line, but it is going to be enough for another Gremlin first down. So 1st and 10 now from the 48. The clock, about 1.5 minutes left to go here in the opening frame. Gremlins up 14-0. Johnson in shotgun formation, takes a snap, looks near sideline, and it's tipped away by, I believe that was Carter Cawley, able to bust through from his position and tip that ball before it could do any damage to the Owls. So that's going to bring up a second and 10 now for the Gremlins.
And I'm glad to see our defense making some adjustments here. They got us on the screen for a big yardage last drive, so it's nice to see our guys jumping the gun on that screen there and stopping that, shutting it down. These are the exact adjustments that I was making an example of earlier before we started the game that we need to be making.
So Johnson and shotgun again, second and 10. There's the hand. Nope, he rolls it out with their fake handoff. He's going to take it himself. He's to the 50, breaks one tackle, and steps out of bounds after about an eight-yard gain. Is not sure who had him wrapped up over there. Maybe Giordano, but it was enough to slow him down and get him out of bounds. So that's going to bring up a third down now. It'll be about third and 2 for the Gremlins.
I mean, there's a lot of plays here that our defense has been quick to the ball, but we're just not wrapping up our tackles here.
So the Owls, looks like they have some of their younger guys in there as well, as I see Lucas Wallace is back at safety, just trying to fill that void that Thompson's left while he's out. Under center now, Johnson takes a snap. There's a handoff right up the middle, through the line, cross to the 30, breaks one tackle, but brought down, and it's going to be Wallace again, another tackle. But it's going to be a first down for the Gremlins as the clock nears 1 minute, 109 to be exact.
And that's four open tackles, open field tackles for Lucas Wallace so far, doing a heck of a job out there.
Yeah, and it's just a freshman, Flynn. I mean, he's playing lights out this year. He's been playing really well. As on the JV team, he is the starting quarterback on the undefeated team down there.
And I'm excited to see what he does next year with a bigger role.
There's a snap, quick pitch out to the far sideline. It's caught and nearing a first down before being brought down. Looks like Andrew Giordano on the tackle. I believe that was Giordano and DeCasper able to bring him down. So it's going to be second and 2 now as the clock's under 1 minute. They're going to have to get at least one play off as there's a difference in the play clock to the game clock. Johnson going to stay in shotgun. Takes a snap, looking to throw, looks near sideline, lets the ball go. He's got a man over the middle, but he missed throw, falls incomplete. That's going to stop the clock, but 9.5 seconds left to go here in the first quarter as the Gremlins are threatened and looking to build on the 14-0 lead that they currently have.
And with it being third and 2 here, I'm interested if they're going to go back to that screenplay that's worked for them or if they're just going to try to run it right up the middle. Both have worked for them majority of the time so far this first quarter.
I'm actually surprised that they've thrown the ball as much as they have. They're definitely a run-heavy offense.
But if we're going to keep giving them the space, they're going to keep having success, they have no reason to do any different.
So Johnson and shotgun sends a man in motion, takes a snap, rolls out near sideline, his eyes downfield, he's got a man open, lets the ball go, and it's caught about the 5. And brought down about the, well, they're going to say his knee stepped down at the 5. So that's going to be 2.5 seconds left to go here in the
clock is running
quarter.
Now, that's it.
Nope, that is going to be the end of the first quarter. The Gremlins are up 14-0 over the Bradford Owls. You're listening to Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports.
Team Minard is your source for custom screen printing and embroidery, team uniforms, T-shirts, hats, and more. From concept to completion, Team Minard in Bradford is there for you. Team Minard provides top quality products and exceptional design done by professionals, so there's no need to go online or leave town. And with decades of experience, Team Minard can bring you the best quality at the best price. For more information, go to TeamMinard.com and remember, when it looks good, people will wear it. Team Minard!
Gleason Construction Incorporated is Bradford's top family-owned and operated general contractor, providing general construction services and specializing in new commercial buildings since 2017. Gleason Construction Incorporated offers everything from the ground up, including concrete and foundation work, carpentry, excavation, landscaping, and so much more. Visit their website at gleason-construction.com to find out more about what Gleason Construction Incorporated can do for you.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Parkway Field. I am Mark Irvin with my broadcast partner, Flynn Irvin. getting ready to start the second quarter. The Gremlins are threatening. They're going to be first in goal from the five, as they already own a 14-0 lead. Johnson, quarterback for Carnes City, takes the snap under center, lets the ball go, back shoulder fade, and a beautiful throw and catch, and another touchdown, this time to Brennan Harmon for Carnes City. So that's going to give the Gremlins a 20-0 lead as they score on the very first play of the second quarter.
And you have to give them credit where credit is due. That was a beautiful pass, and what a toe tap from that receiver.
Yeah, that was impressive, Ashley. So the Gremlins send in their extra point team. Braden Slater, the kick is up and good, and that's going to give them a 21-0 lead, as we're going to stay right here as the team switch over. Our Togies touchdown sweepstakes contestant this quarter is going to be Joe Phillips. Joe, if the Owls score here in the second quarter, you win a free value pack meal from Togies Family Restaurant. If they do not score, you win still, this time a lunch special from Togies Substation. So good luck to you, Joe. And Dolores Landlord, our first quarter contestant. The Owls failed to score in that opening quarter, but you're still a winner. You get a free lunch special from Togies Substation. So, again, Joe Phillips, our second quarter contestant for the Togies Touchdown Sweepstakes. So good luck to you, Joe. So Bradford, again, sends Kohler deep. Keyshore on the near sideline here, along with Tommy Langdon on the far sideline. They're both standing about their 20. Kohler about the 10. Gremlins looking to kick off. It is up, and this time it goes through the hands of Kohler and into the back of the end zone. So that is going to be just a touchback. So the Owls will bring it out and take over first and 10 from the 20. Yeah, Flynn, he did touch it before it went out of bounds. I'm surprised that's not a safety. But, you know, rules Friday night to Saturday to Sunday are different as we go from high school to college to NFL.
Yeah, so that must be one I'm not familiar with.
So the Owls going to take over first and 10. Talon Reese and shotgun, joined by Brody Havlin. Reese has got trips to the near sideline. Reese takes a snap. There's a delayed handoff, but it's to Havlin. Havlin busts right up the middle for a couple of tough yards, and they're going to give him credit for 2, maybe 3 yards on there. So, hey, 3 yards on a pile of dust, I'll take it.
And it's just about keeping that run game going. Like we mentioned earlier, you keep pounding the rock up the middle. Eventually, we're going to break one loose and get the momentum that we need to get back into this ballgame.
So Reese, again, trips to the near sideline as the Owls are working from left to right now as they switch sides of the field at the break, the quarter break there. So Reese in shotgun with Havlin. Takes a snap, looking far sideline, lets the ball go. He's got a man open, and just out the reach of Enzo Alio. Is looked like Johnson, who was on coverage for Carnes City, may have had a hand on him, but not enough to draw a flag. So that's going to bring up a 3rd down and 8 now from the 22 for the Owls.
And that pass earlier to Kohler was a little underthrown. That one looked like it was just out of Alio's reach. It's just something we're not used to seeing from Talon so far. Hopefully it's something we can make some adjustments with and hit those big long plays there. We need the momentum on those long drives.
Yeah, Enzo Alio's an extremely fast runner, so maybe just that hand that Johnson had on him was enough just to slow him up a touch. But here we go, 3rd and 8 now, 11:06 left to go in the half. Is Reese didn't like what he sees and calls a timeout. So that's going to be the first timeout the half taken by the Bradford Owls. So 21-0 Carnes City in the lead, 11 minutes to go here in the half. You are listening to Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Locally owned, respected worldwide. That's the Allegheny Bradford family of companies in Lewis Run. They're a leading manufacturer, supplier, and service provider of quality stainless steel products used the world over. From small food processors to giant pharmaceutical companies, Allegheny Bradford, Allegheny Surface Technology, and ABC Actini. Owned locally, respected worldwide. To see all they do and explore employment opportunities, visit them online at AlleghenyBradford.com.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Parkway Field as the Owls are breaking their huddle after their first time out of the half as they're down to the visiting Carn City Gremlins 21-0. So Bradford took a timeout as they were on the line. Talon just didn't like what he's seen, so he took that timeout. So probably a smart play, slow things up a little bit here.
And it looks like he's still making adjustments.
Well, they only had 10 men on the field, so we got Cutter Cawley running out there to be our 11th man. So Reese and Shock on formation, 3rd and 8 from the 22. Gremlin's showing blitz. Reese takes a snap, looking far sideline, trying that play again, and he's got a man open, but just out of his reach. This time he was looking for Fabian Shirk, but unfortunately that falls harmlessly incomplete to bring up a 4th and 8 from the 22 now for the Owls, who no doubt will be punting again.
And it's the same thing I said last play, having a guy wide open, just overthrowing him here, just not making the connection.
Yeah, this is definitely not the typical Talon Reese that we're used to seeing through, well, every game so far this year. He's typically spot on with nearly every single pass, so hopefully everything's good with Talon. Brody Havlin in the punt for the Owls. He's standing at his 10, takes a snap. There's a beauty of a punt. Kicked it from his 10 and it to about the 48 of the other sideline as there's a flag on the field, but brought down by Matthew DeCasper, was able to trip up the returner, that returner being Riley Hamilton, a junior for Carn City Gremlin. So let's see what this flag is going to be about, and we'll give you a starting field position here. Refs huddling up. It's definitely going to be Carn City ball, that's for sure. It's not going to cause a change of possession. So there's actually 2 holding calls, both against the Gremlins on that play. So it's going to push them back a little bit further here, about 10 yards to be exact. So it's going to be a 1st and 10.
And they're lined up ready to go while we're still in the huddle.
There's the whistle in as Johnson takes under center, this time looking to the far sideline. He gets the pass off, and it's over the head of his receiver as he was looking for Riley Hamilton. And yeah, Flynn, you're right. The Carn City was set and ready to roll, and Bradford was still standing back here 5 yards away.
And that pass, too, I'd like to mention, that receiver almost caught that one-handed. That would have been a heck of a catch.
Yes, he got some air on there getting up to get that, but thankfully falls incomplete as it's 2nd and 10 now from the 45 for the Gremlins. Johnson shotgun formation this time. There's a handoff. They tried to go right up the middle, but hit and wrapped up in the backfield, and that's Carter Cawley making first hit there. So Cawley, a nice tackle for the Owls. Again, the Owls got some players in positions that we don't necessarily see all the time as they're making some adjustments here trying to get this defense going.
And I think there's a little confusion too, because Carn City's taking their time in the huddle, but once they get to that line, they're quick. That tempo is moving.
Yeah, they sprint out of their huddle right to the line. So here we are, 3rd and 9 now. Takes the snap. Johnson does, looking far sideline. Gets the ball off, but not sure where he was going for. It just falls into open field there. So that's going to bring up the 1st 4th down of the game for the Gremlins. So it's going to be 4th and 9 from the 46. 10:06 left to go here in the half. Looks like they're keeping their offense out there. I mean, 4th and 9...
I'm not sure what they're trying to do here, but with only, you know, as you were saying, 20-25 kids on the roster, it could be the punt formation here, and it's just the same kids that are starting on the normal offense.
Yeah, as I see Braden Slater come out, and he has been the one that's punted the last couple of times. But no, they're definitely going to go for it here, Flynn. 4th and 9, and they're going for it. Johnson, shotgun formation, takes a snap, fakes a handoff. Pitches to the far sideline, breaks across to the 50, to the 45, first down, down to the 40 before being brought down.
Lucas Wallace again.
Again, Wallace looking sensational out there for the Owls.
The open field tackling by him has been fantastic, and I just wish the rest of our defense could wrap up our tackles here.
Yeah, that's his, what, fifth tackle so far tonight?
That is his fifth that I have listed so far.
So, unfortunately, the Gremlins were able to get a first down after going for it on fourth and nine for a big gain there, almost 20 yards. So, they're going to take over the ball, take the ball onto the Owls' side of the field. It's going to be first and 10 from the 36. Johnson, quarterback for the Gremlins, is shifting his guys around a little bit as he's in the shotgun formation. And I hear a whistle out there, and it looks like it's going to be a timeout. This time, Carn City takes the timeout. So you're listening to Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Toji's Substation, the friendly, fun place right here in East Bradford. No restaurant has ever succeeded and prospers in Bradford like Toji's Substation. For over 50 years, 7 days a week, nearing 20,000 days in a row, Toji's Substation has been open for your convenience. They care that you care about great food and getting your money's worth. They don't close on slow days like other places. Toji's Substation is always open for fast and courteous service. Stop in today at Toji's Substation, always open at 402 East Main Street.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Parkway Field as your Owls are taking on the visiting Carn City Gremlins here tonight as the Gremlins are holding a 21-0 lead here. 9:28 left to go in the first half. Carn City's got the ball first and 10 from the Owls 36. Quarterback Johnson takes the snap, but there's a flag on the play before the snap can. Before the play can get going here, we'll have a listen to what referee is going to say.
False start.
Yes, false start this time against the Gremlins. So kind of a odd coming off a timeout like that. You'd think they'd all know what they're doing, but mistakes are made. So it's going to be remained first down, but first and 15 now from the 41-yard line. Johnson again, shotgun formation, takes a snap. Pitches it out near sideline, and it's through the hands of his intended receiver as he was looking for Owen Higginbotham. So that's going to bring up a second and 15 now for the Gremlins. As Higginbotham's the one that had that big score, you know, in the first drive of the game for the Gremlins.
And they went with that screen pass that worked the last drive, the last three drives, actually. That screen pass that to the wide receiver on the outside there has worked. It's had great success for him.
Yeah, this time they have Elio DeCasper and Wallace in there. They're able to pick up on that quick as Johnson takes a snap. He hands it off, and he breaks across the middle, across the 20, down to the 10, and pushed out of bounds. I believe that was Wallace again pushing him out of bounds, but not before a huge running play gain for the Gremlins. So it's probably going to be first and goal or close to it.
He's forced out of bounds by Keyshore and Wallace.
In fact, it is, as Keyshore was in on that tackle as well with Wallace. So it's going to be first and goal now from the 8 for the Gremlins. Johnson this time under centers. He's got three men in the backfield. Takes a snap. There's a pitch right up the middle and into the end zone go the Gremlins again right up the middle. This time it's Hunter Shearer punching it in for 8 yards out for the Gremlins. So score sets now 27-0, 9:12 to go here in the first half. As the Gremlins send out their extra point unit, and again, it's going to be Braden Slater to kick. There's the snap, the kick, it's up and good. As Slater's been perfect on all four attempts tonight. Gremlins take a 28-0 lead over the Bradford Owls. You are listening to Bradford Owls football, WESB Sports.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESB Sports Winners Circle. Participants include these local area businesses: W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality American-made knives since 1889, and Ameriprise Financial, Davis Street in Bradford. Winners Circle sponsors, putting you in the game all season long on your season ticket, WESB Sports.
WESB Sports.
Here we are, Parkway Field. As the Carn City Gremlins have just taken a 28-0 lead over the Bradford Owls. 9:12 left to go here in the first half. The Gremlins are get the ball to kick off, and it's kicking deep, and it looks like Kohler might have a chance. Nope, this one bounces right by him. The football took an odd hop there, and so that's going to be another touchback for the Owls. So they're to get it first and 10 from their own 20. And I noticed during that the last few minutes, the coaches and the offense were down there huddling up a little bit. So maybe they got a wrinkle set in here to maybe try something a little different to get this offense moving, Flynn.
And it's just like what I said at the beginning of the game here. This game's going to come down to adjustments, and I think we just need to be better on both sides of the ball here with making adjustments.
So first and 10 Owls from the 20. Reese, shotgun formation, sends a man in motion, takes a snap, gives that, pitches it to the motion man, which is DeGoyer runs around the end to the near sideline here before being brought down at the 25. So a five-yard gain there for the Owls. It's going to bring up a second and, no, they're going to give credit for six, so second and four here for Bradford. There's Langdon subs in for DeGoyer. Reese letting his troops know the play. Shotgun formation. Haviland with him in the backfield. Takes a snap. Pitches out to Haviland. Haviland is hit in the backfield. The ball is loose and on the ground, and it looks like it might be Carn City ball. In fact, it is. As Haviland was hit as soon as he touched that ball in the backfield and puts the ball on the ground. So Gremlins are going to take over after that fumble. They're going to be in deep in Owls territory here, about the 26-yard line, I believe I see them marked at. So first and 10 from the 25-yard line. So Gremlins looking to go up big here in the first half. Johnson takes a snap, looking to pass, rolls off far sideline. It's got a man open, and it's complete. Breaks a tackle and into the end zone for another Gremlin touchdown. This time Johnson gets a complete to, I think it was Brody Anderson for Carn City. So that's going to put the score 34-0 in favor of the Gremlins. 8:17 left to go here in the half.
And I believe that was the same pass play that they ran as the first play, the first two drives.
I believe it was the exact same one, Flynn. So it's going to be Slater in again, his fifth extra point of the game. The snap, the kick, and it is good. 35-0. Gremlins, you are listening to Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESB Sports Winners Circle. Participants include these local area businesses: W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality American-made knives since 1889, and Ameriprise Financial, Davis Street in Bradford. Winners Circle sponsors, putting you in the game all season long on your season ticket, WESB Sports. WESB Bradford, B107.5 FM. This is Bradford Owls High School Football.
Welcome back to Parkway Field and Bradford Owls Football. Is Slater in again to kick off for the visiting Gremlins. The kick is off, and this time it bounces again past Logan Kohler, the deep return man for the Owls, and out the back of the end zone. So Owls will take over on offense, first and 10 from the 20-yard line. So, Flynn, 35-0, and it doesn't seem like they're taking their time scoring, the Gremlins are. You know, we've seen teams come in here and definitely overmatch the Owls. They just hurry up and put points. The Gremlins are playing a slower offense. We're going to stay right here. Stay right here for a minute as the Gremlins take another timeout. So what adjustments do you make if you're the head coach?
Right now, I think that you take a look at all the drives. They've been playing similar plays on similar downs, and I think that you need to realize that they've been running that same pass play as the first play each drive. We need to be able to shut that down, but also recognize the different formations that they're doing to use this run game against us. They have three different guys that they've been running the ball with mainly, and all three of them have had a great night so far and we're only in the first half. I think right now you just need to bank on that run game, but be ready for that pass play, the first play of the drive. Now, on offense right now, I think we need to go back to the quick short passes. I'm not sure why we abandoned that in the first place.
So here we are, back in play. Reese taking the snap from the shotgun formation. It's going to be first and 10 from the 20 for the Owls. He says Haviland from his right to his left, and he's got trips to the near side here. Takes a snap, fakes a handoff, looking to the far sideline, lets the ball go. He's got Alio down there, but again overthrown. So uncharacteristic again of Reese tonight, just not what we're used to seeing from him. So,
and that one a questionable decision too. Double coverage down there, he couldn't get separation off of his guy.
So it's going to bring up a second and 10 now from the 20. 8:12 to go here in the first half. The Owls are sending in Nick DeGolier. This time he's just got two receivers on either side of the field in shotgun formation. Sends DeGolier in motion, but there's the handoff. It looks like to Haviland. Haviland able to get some positive yards. Looks like he's going to get about 2 yards. So that's going to bring up a third down and 8 now for the Owls from the 22-yard line. The clock now under 8 minutes to go here in the half. And again, our Togi's touchdown sweepstakes contestant for the second quarter is Joe Phillips. So Joe, if you're joining us here, the Owls score, you get a free value pack meal from Togi's Family Restaurant. If they do not, you get a free lunch special from Togi's Substation. Reese in shotgun formation takes a snap, looking again to throw. There's nothing there. He steps up, wrapped up and brought down behind the line of scrimmage. I believe that's going to be the third sack Reese has taken tonight for the Owls. And it's going to put them in another fourth down as the offense comes off the field and they send the punt unit out as it's fourth and 12 from the 18. 7 minutes to go here in the first half. So far, Carm City is, they're as advertised, just they're passing instead of throwing. As Haviland, another beautiful punt, gets it all the way out to the 50. And there's a flag on the field. So not sure what that flag is going to be for, but Carm City able to bring it up to onto the Owl side of the field. So 6:48 left to go in the half. Carnes City with a 35-0 lead over your Bradford Owls as we await to see what the penalty flag was on that punt. It's going to be a face mask against the Owls. So that penalty is going to be... No, it's not a spot foul, is it, Flynn? It's going to be right from where the runner was brought down.
I believe so. I'm trying to see where he's going to mark it here.
It looks like they're going to mark it at the 35 of the Owl. So it's going to be first and 10 from the 35 for the Gremlins.
Great field position again.
Refs whistle the ball in play as Johnson in shotgun formation, joined by one teammate, drops back, looking to pass, gets the pass off and in and out of the hands of his intended receiver. So that's going to bring up a second and 10 now for the Gremlins, as Johnson was looking for Troy Nagel on that particular play.
And right now our defense, we just don't look ready for that pass.
Defense is honestly looking kind of flat right now. I mean, they're just not real sure. So second and 10 now for the Gremlins from the 35 as they're working from right to left. Johnson takes the snap, and there he hands it off up the middle as he gains positive yards, pushing it up near the 30 before being brought down by a Parliament. An Owl's there. Looked like Giordano on the bottom of that pile. So I believe it was Giordano and DeGolier on the tackle for Bradford. Is the Gremlins working quick this time, but nope, they slow it up as Johnson's looking to the sideline for his play. I believe they're going to switch a man from one side to the other. They still got 20 seconds left to go on the play clock here. Johnson, shotgun formation, looking to pass, throws near sideline, is complete, across the 25, down to the about the 20-yard line before being brought down. I believe that was Evan Whitmore on the tackle for the Owls.
And it was that wide receiver screen play.
So again, Carn City quickly up to the line, and then they stop and look to the sideline for the play. It's going to be first and 10 from the 24. There's the snap. There's a handoff, breaks one tackle, cross the line of scrimmage for a small gain. Looks like he's going to get the ball out to about the 20-yard line. So a 4-yard gain this time for the Gremlins. As again, they're working fast as the clock's 5.5 minutes to go in the half here. Johnson again in shotgun formation. And by doing this, they're just not giving the Owls time to sub out and get fresh legs in there.
Stopping us from making any adjustments as well.
Johnson takes a snap, looking to pass. It's complete. Looked like he bobbled it, but was able to come up with possession and be brought down at the 10. It looked like Whitmore on the tackle that time. Again, Carn City rushes to the line as they keep the clock going. There's the snap, the handoff. Up the middle, breaks one tackle, bounces out to the outside and into the end zone for another Gremlin touchdown. This time, it is going to be Owen Higginbotham for his second score of the game to give Carn City a 41-0 lead here, 5 minutes to go in the half.
And it's the same thing we mentioned earlier, just not wrapping up our tackles.
Yeah, he broke at least two of them there on his way into pay dirt. Oh, there is a flag down, Flynn. And Carn City is walking backwards, so we'll see what this is. So wipe that touchdown off the board for now. It's going to be a 15-yard personal foul penalty against the Gremlins. So the Owls catch a break there. And I didn't see anything out of the ordinary myself, but obviously there was something going on down there.
So first and goal from the 25.
Yes, it is.
First I don't think I've seen that before.
No, first and goal from the 25 for the Gremlins. Johnson this time under center. Takes a snap, looking far sideline, gets the ball off. He's got a man down there, goes up to get it, but it is tipped away. I believe that was Caden Keyshore in on defense for the Owls. So one heck of a play by Keyshore there. And that's going to stop the clock. 5:02 left to go. The Gremlins have a 35-0 lead over the Owls as of now. Is it second and goal from the 25 after a huge personal foul penalty against the Gremlins? Johnson, shotgun formation, takes a snap, looking again to throw, looking far sideline, nothing there, being rushed, steps forward and finds a man open about the 20, down to the 10, breaks a tackle and into the end zone for a touchdown, Gremlins. No laundry on the field this time, Flynn, and that is going to give the Gremlins a 41-0 lead. 4:52 left to go here in the half as the Gremlins send in their kick team. So it's going to be Slater looking to put his 6th extra point right down the middle.
And I know we sound like broken records at this point, but it's just broken tackles that we're now wrapping up.
There's the kick, and it was blocked. I'm not sure who got their hand on it, but there's a flag. I imagine that's going to be a false start or an offsides. Oh, encroachment against the Owl. So still not going to change the game plan, as the Gremlins have decided to decline that penalty and they will just re-kick it. Now the Gremlins stop and are looking towards the sideline for a signal from the coach on what they want to do with the ball being moved from the 2 to the 1. And they're going to stick with the extra point. So Slater in for the extra point. Here's the kick. It is up, and it is good. 42-0 Gremlins. 4:52 left to go in the first half. You're listening to Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESB Sports Winners Circle. Participants include these local area businesses: W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality American-made knives since 1889, and Ameriprise Financial, Davis Street in Bradford. Winners Circle sponsors, putting you in the game all season long. On your season ticket, WESB Sports. WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Parkway Field as your Gremlins now lead the Owls 42-0 here. 4:52 to go in the first half. Slater in to kick for the Gremlins. There's the kick, and it's a squibber this time. This time picked up, I believe, by that Miller. Miller grabs it about the 12-yard line and brings out to nearly the 20, maybe just across the 20 before being brought down. As Colton Miller was substituted in it for Logan Kohler. As Kohler, I don't think he mishandled any kickoffs, just a couple were able to get by him. But either way, the Owls coaching staff made a change. So 4:43 left to go, second quarter. The Owls are going to take over, first and 10 from 23. Talon Reese and shotgun joined by Brody Havlin. Reese takes a snap, looking to throw. There's a pump fake, looking to go deep. He's got a man open. It looks like Fabian Shirk, but unfortunately this time it falls just short, incomplete, to bring up a second down. So Flynn, the Owls continuing to take shots deep.
And I'm surprised. We had an underthrown ball earlier, and the last couple deep balls that we've thrown from Talon Reese, very uncharacteristic, have been overthrown, so I'm surprised we're sticking with that.
So second down and 10 from the 23. Reese again in shotgun formation, joined by Havlin. He's got trips to the far sideline. Reese takes a snap. There's a delayed handoff to Havlin, but he's hit as soon as he touches the ball, and the refs blow it dead before he's able to be brought down. So it's going to be a loss of about 4, possibly 5 yards for Havlin. It's going to bring up third down and 15 now for the Owls from about the 20, or about the 18-yard line, 18, 19-yard line, somewhere in there. Reese again in shotgun formation as he makes some adjustments, moving some guys around on the field. Still joining him in the backfield to his right-hand side is Havlin. There's the snap. He hands it off to Havlin. Havlin cuts up the middle before being wrapped up and pushed backwards again. They were unable to bring him down. Havlin stayed on his feet, but just his forward momentum was stopped. So that's going to bring up fourth and 13 now for the Owls as they bring Havlin stays in to punt. Owls are swapping out their personnel.
And it just looks like we're lacking any energy or motivation on the field right now. We just look flat.
Yep, deep four. Current city is Owen Kaufman at the 50. Havlin awaiting the snap. There's the snap, slow snap. He's able to handle it, but nothing there as a current city guy was able to get in and hammer Havlin deep. But here is a couple flags on the near sideline. I'm not going to be surprised if there's a flag on, personal foul flag on current city there, Flynn.
I did not see that one.
Yeah, they were tangled up down here pretty good. I think a flag between what happened down here and also what happened with Havlin. Yeah, the Carn City defender and our guy, who not a guy I'd want to mess with too much, but our guy tried to step away and the Carn City guy did not. So as the refs are huddling up here to figure out what we are in fact going to do, so Carn City already has their, well, they only have about 8 guys out there, so they're still not sure what's going to happen here. Owls all huddled up on the sideline. Here's the call.
Also
Both penalties were on Bradford.
Yeah, there was two unsportsmanlike conducts penalty on our Bradford player, which I'm kind of surprised about that, but that's what it's going to be. So now the Gremlins are going to take over. First and goal from the two, Flynn. First and goal from the two after all of that.
And I'm not sure. I didn't see the tangle that you had mentioned to be able to make a comment on that. But right now, it's just another blow to our momentum or anything we could have gotten going so far here this half.
So here we go. First and goal from the two for Carn City. Johnson takes a snap, looks for a back shoulder fade, but it's just not there. So up 42, we're going to continue to pass here. But it falls incomplete, so it's going to bring up second and two from the two now for the Gremlins. 2:59 left to go here in the first half. So looks like the Gremlins are substituting out at least one player here as they hold a 42-0 advantage. Owls ready to go as the Gremlins bring it up to the line. Second goal from the two. Johnson under center takes a snap. There's a handoff. And Slater bounces it out to the right and into the end zone for another score. That's going to give the Gremlins a 48-0 lead so far here in the first half. So Slater off to the sideline, who just scored that touchdown to get his kicking pad there. He's going to look to put in another, his seventh extra point of the game. Here's a snap. The kick is up, and that is good. It's going to be 49-0 as Slater 7-for-7 for extra points for the Gremlins. You're listening to Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESB Sports Winners Circle. Participants include these local area businesses: W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality American-made knives since 1889, and Ameriprise Financial, Davis Street in Bradford. Winners Circle sponsors, putting you in the game all season long. On your season ticket, WESB Sports.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Parkway Field as the visiting Gremlins just put in their seventh touchdown of the game and extra point to take a 49-0 lead over the Owls. The Gremlins kick off, this time a squib kick picked up by Miller about the 10 for the Owls. Miller to the near sideline, breaks one tackle, steps around another across the 25 near in the 30-yard line before being brought down. So an excellent return for Colton Miller as the teams swap out their units onto the field. The Owls are going to take it first and 10 from the 30, 2:48 left to go here in the first half. Talon Reese again in shotgun formation for the Owls, this time flanked by both Havlin and Langdon. Takes the snap. There's a handoff to Langdon. Langdon bounces out to the far sideline across the 30, but brought down by a shoestring tackle, but is able to get about 2, maybe 3 yards on the play there. It's going to be second and 8 now from the 28 for the Owls. As the clock continues to tick, 2:20 left to go here in the first half. And again, your Toadies touchdown sweepstakes contestant this quarter is Joe Phillips. So, Joe, if the Owls score here, you get a free value pack meal from Toadies Family Restaurant. If they do not, you get a free lunch special from Toadies Substation. So, good luck to you, Joe, as the Owls look to be ready for the play. Reese, shotgun formation, takes a snap, pitches out wide to Havlin. Havlin blows through one guy across the 35 and down about the 39-yard line. It took three or four Gremlins to bring him down as Havlin running just angry tonight, Flynn. He's running decent. When he does get some room, he's running decent. So,
and that's one thing we haven't done tonight that we succeeded with so much last week is rotating our guys in and out, getting different hands in there, and I think it's definitely showing on the field.
So it's going to be third down and one now from the 39 for the Owls. 120 left to go here in the half. Reese from shotgun sends a man in motion. There's another handoff to Havlin. Havlin hit as soon as he touches it in the backfield, going to take another big loss, this time down to about the original line of scrimmage there. Clock continues to run nearing the one-minute mark. The Owls don't look to be in much of a hurry. However, with the play clock, they got to get at least one play off before the end of the half here. All the Owls looking towards the sideline for the offensive play. Play clock down at 15 now. 40 seconds to go in the game, and looks like the Owls are just going to let the play clock go down and take a timeout. I believe that is exactly what they are going to do. In fact, they are. 1 second on the play clock, and there's a timeout for Bradford, so it's going to be 30 seconds left to go after this short break. So we'll stay right here since we're so close to halftime, Flynn. At this point, being down 49-0 in the first half, is there anything that can get this team fired up and ready to go? Is there anything a coach can do at this point, or a player for that matter, to just try to get some energy into this team?
Right now, both sides of the ball look flat. I'm sure being 49-0 before halftime here that their morales aren't exactly where you want it to be, but I think the coaching staff needs to go in here in the halftime, and rather than harping on them or getting after them, I think right now you need to go in there and say, look, we're down big. Let's just go out there and play and have fun. I don't want to, games are never out of reach, in my opinion. But right now, you're down 49-0. Go out there, try some different things, have some fun, get some younger guys in there. Do anything you can to just make some positive out of this.
Yeah, have fun. Enjoy being under the lights on a Friday night in front of a actually really good-sized crowd here
and enjoy
tonight.
The weather before it gets too cold for all of this.
So the Owls are going to punt as they have it 4th and 5 now from the 35. Havlin into punt for the Owls. There's a snap, the kick, another good punt. This time it's going to bounce and take a good Owl roll down to nearly the 30 before being picked up by the Gremlins. He breaks two tackles up the far sideline, across the 50 to the 40, breaks another tackle, still on his feet, but hit by a parliament of Owls and brought down about the 35 in Owls territory. So as the team switch sides here, 13 and a half seconds left to go in the half. The Gremlins holding a 49-0 advantage. They're going to take it 1st and 10 from the 35. So I'm hoping the Gremlins just come out, take a knee, let's go to halftime, let's figure out what we're going to do in the second half.
That would be the sportsman way to go about it here.
Yes, as soon as we start the first half or the second half, it's automatically going to be in the mercy rule. So the clock will not stop unless there's a timeout, change of possession, or the ball goes out of bounds. So second half is going to move very quickly. So the Gremlins are huddled up. It looks like they may look to make a play as they hustle up to the line. Johnson under center. Takes a snap. There's a handoff. It's wrapped up and brought down in the backfield. A big play for it is Sean Ward. Sean Ward was able to come up with a tackle of the running back in the backfield. So a very nice positive play to end the first half. So after one half a play here at Parkway Field, the visiting Carnes City Gremlins lead your hometown Bradford Owls 49-0 as both teams head to the locker room. You are listening to Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Team Minard is your source for custom screen printing and embroidery, team uniforms, t-shirts, hats, and more. From concept to completion, Team Minard in Bradford is there for you. Team Minard provides top quality products and exceptional design done by professionals, so there's no need to go online or leave town. And with decades of experience, Team Minard can bring you the best quality at the best price. For more information, go to teamminard.com, and remember, when it looks good, people will wear it. Team Minard!
Gleason Construction Incorporated is Bradford's top family-owned and operated general contractor, providing general construction services and specializing in new commercial buildings since 2017. Gleason Construction Incorporated offers everything from the ground up, including concrete and foundation work, carpentry, excavation, landscaping, and so much more. Visit their website at gleason-construction.com to find out more about what Gleason Construction Incorporated can do for you.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Parkway Field as we are at halftime and the Marching Owls are set up to entertain us out there to give us a rendition of what they've been using in their competition season. If you're here for football, not a whole lot going the Owls' way. Matter of fact, nothing going the Owls' way so far as Flynn is over tallying up some stats for us, as I'm sure most of them are going to be defensive. So 49-0, the visiting Gremlins are ahead of the Owls here at halftime. And, I mean, honestly, the Gremlins were heavily favored in this game. But there's a reason you play the game, because any given Sunday, as they say, but in this case, any given Friday. I didn't expect the Gremlins to play the way that they have in the manner of their run to pass, because they're a very heavy run dominant team, but they've been using the pass tonight, which has thrown the Owls off, and they've had a ton of success. Up here is, we're a hometown radio station. We don't keep track of the visiting players, offensive or defensive for that matter. I'm more concerned with the Owls, so I don't keep stats there, but I'd be willing to bet that Johnson, the quarterback for Carnes City, that's Cole Johnson, who's just a sophomore for them, is nearing the 200-yard mark already. And I'd be hard-pressed to say there's probably two running backs that have close to 100 yards as well, but majority of that has been the pass. So Flynn, looks like you're done punching into the calculator there. So what do you got for us, bud?
On the offensive side, not much.
All right, give it to us.
Definitely not what we're used to seeing from Talon Reese so far. Right now, he's at 31 passing yards.
Wow.
We've got no touchdowns, no interceptions either, but a lot of underthrown and overthrown balls, just something that we're not used to seeing from him. I don't know if it's the pressure getting to him with, you know, how their defensive line has been playing, or if it's just something mental, or just not seeing the ball right. Whatever's going on right now, it's not something that we're used to seeing from him. So hopefully he can shake it up a little bit, have a better outcome in the second half. Brody Haviland's got 13 rush yards. Our rush game just really hasn't been going. We haven't put any points on the board so far. We've had a very limited amount of first downs. So the offensive side of the ball, there really isn't much to talk about other than we really need to make some adjustments, get in there in halftime and get some motivation. And like we had mentioned before the half, just go out there and try to make a positive out of this. Try to have some fun. Try to do anything you can to keep these kids' heads up.
So what else you got for us?
On the defensive side, I've got to mention Lucas Wallace's name. He's only got 6 tackles so far. I say only, but 6 tackles and a half is very impressive.
Yeah.
But the 6 tackles, all 6 of them, if you remember, are all open field touchdown-saving tackles.
Yes, they are. So, and Wallace, worth mentioning, is just a freshman here for the Owls. I've had the privilege, and I say privilege because it really is a privilege to watch him play the last couple of years down at Fretz under the direction of Coach Gao down there. And you knew in seventh grade that this kid was going to be special. So I guess the only thing that I think about when I think about the future with Lucas is he is the starting quarterback for the JV team, and he is the backup quarterback for this varsity team. But as athletic as he is, do you look for somebody else maybe next year to be the quarterback as opposed to Wallace because his skills would be better set elsewhere? Or do you harness everything that he has and really push forward like they have the last several years with Talon Reese?
I think with the way that our offense runs, the way this year and last year we've seen more of a balance of passing and rushing than we've seen in previous years, like when I was in school, for example, I think you need to let him play everywhere. I don't think you can put him just at one spot and say you're a quarterback, you're a wide receiver, you're going to be a running back. I think the versatility is something that you could see other teams using well. With the Wildcat, having a wide receiver who can burn guys down the field for deep balls, but can also line back up in the quarterback position and run the ball, but can also line up in the running back position. And the versatility is something that you look for. I don't think you can hold him just to one position. So with how athletic he is, I'm definitely excited to see what he does when he gets a bigger role here.
Yeah, and down at the Fretz level, mentioning them, is they have a quarterback in eighth grade now who actually looks really, really good, and that's Brady Rosendahl, who you may know Brady from wrestling. He's a standout wrestler in the area and definitely comes from a family of athletes on both sides. So, again, you are listening to the Halftime Show here on WESB Sports as we're broadcasting live from Parkway Field in Bradford. Is currently the visiting Karnes City Gremlins have a 49-0 lead over the Owls. So, Flynn, you started out with stats. You got anything else for us?
I'd just like to reiterate on what we said before the half, that I think right now you just need to go in there in halftime and say, look, we're down big. It's going to be the mercy rule. You just need to go out there and have some fun. Get some younger guys in. Try some different formations. Try some different things. Just do whatever you can to make some positives out of this. Something, even the tiniest straw you can grasp at to build off of a positive and take it into next week with us.
Yeah, as you're joining Flynn and I here at the C.J. Wallace Engineering Halftime Show, and I do have to throw out an apology tonight, Flynn. Last week, I mistakenly, while we were in Smithport, thought that our athletic director, Mr. Mike Erickson, had a flag thrown on him. In fact, it was not him. So I apologize, Mike. I will make sure that I'm better. I don't know what else to say other than I will be better, and I apologize to you for that. So moving forward, Flynn, we got a couple things that we have to try to do here. So far in this game and also in the second half, and that's the Model TN MVP of the game. We got to find one of them for the Owls, so hopefully somebody steps up here and has a big second half. Also, we're going to need the Love Toyota Collision Center Owls collision of the game. So we're going to be keeping our eye out for that as we continue here on the C.J. Wallace Engineering Halftime Show. We're being entertained by the Owls band out there. They got a baseball theme going on, and it looks actually pretty neat out of there. They've actually had a lot of success this year, the Owls. I know they've won at least one competition and placing in many others. So, again, the C.J. Wallace Engineering Halftime Show is... Flynn and I are trying to get our affairs in order up here. So, Flynn, I expected Karnes City to come in and just manhandle the Owls and run the ball and run the ball and run the ball and just pound it like they have been. And we've seen completely opposite. They've been throwing the ball. They've been taking shots deep. They've been having just the quick passes, the screen passes. You name it, they've attempted a back shoulder passes. So completely different than what we anticipated and many others, not just us, expected from Karnes City. So they must have seen something on film, and they must have worked very, very hard this week at practice to be able to come out and put on a passing display like they have and with as much success as they have had.
And it's just like I mentioned before the game, it's just the adjustments they're making. You know, they're making these pass plays. They're trying that screen. They saw it worked, and they're sticking with it. And they've noticed that we cannot stop it yet. They're going to keep running it. And they've been able to switch it up pretty well, balancing out the passing game and the running game and keeping our defense off guard. Like you said, you know, the back shoulder passes, the screens, the play actions. Right now, our defense just looks flat. We look like we have no answer. These guys are keeping us on our toes. They're... like you said, the passing game kind of threw all of us off guard. I'm sure it threw the coaches and the players off guard as well. But it's like I said before, we just need to be able to make adjustments, and they're doing that right now, and it's showing on the scoreboard.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%, Flynn, there on your analysis, and I appreciate you being up here with me each and every week calling the Owls games. So we are going to go ahead and step away for a moment here from the C.J. Wallace Engineering Halftime Show, and we'll be back with our halftime thoughts and to get you set for the second half. You are listening to Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports.
Locally owned, respected worldwide, that's the Allegheny Bradford family of companies in Lewis Run. They're a leading manufacturer, supplier, and service provider of quality stainless steel products used the world over. From small food processors to giant pharmaceutical companies, Allegheny Bradford, Allegheny Surface Technology, and ABC Actini. Owned locally, respected worldwide. To see all they do and explore employment opportunities, visit them online at AlleghenyBradford.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Blair Underwood. You know, for the past 80 years, the United Negro College Fund has helped more than 500,000 students all over this country become leaders in this nation. So we want to just thank you all. We want to congratulate the United Negro College Fund. We want to encourage people to go to uncf.org to help and support and donate. And you may recall one of their most famous slogans, a mind is a terrible thing to waste. Well, a mind is still a terrible thing to waste. So please, by going to uncf.org and donate today.
People say our country is facing polarization like never before. At Inform Your Community, we're on a mission to change that narrative. We believe that even in disagreement, we can find common ground and work towards solutions with respect. At Inform Your Community, we know the best way to talk about difficult topics is to talk about difficult topics. We're here to educate, bridge gaps, and encourage dialogue by providing engaging, welcoming, and meaningful events that discuss the timely civic issues that matter to you most. At informyourcommunity.org, we foster an environment of civility and respect. Here, we value productive dialogue over hostility and strive for understanding. To learn more about a movement that believes in the power of respectful discourse to heal our communities and address crucial issues that you care about, please visit informyourcommunity.org. We have a motto at Inform Your Community: civility, not hostility.
At Inform Your Community, we combine topics that people want more information about with fun events like crafting, movies, and games, which cover information on a range of topics that impact what happens in the United States. Now we're taking our nonpartisan virtual events and launching in-person chapters around the country. Get informed and have fun while you're at it. Let's grow together. Sponsored by Inform Your Community, a nonpartisan nonprofit. Come visit us at informyourcommunity.org.
Every moment counts if you're at risk or living with lung cancer. And anyone with lungs can get lung cancer. It causes more cancer deaths than breast, colon, and prostate combined. It can feel like a race against time. And while there may be moments where you question your next step, it's essential to know that you don't have to confront lung cancer alone. Through it all, GoTo for Lung Cancer is here for you. From screening, treatment, and survivorship support, to finding the right care close to home, we are your community. As your friends, your guides, your teachers, your advocates, and your support system, GoTo is your go-to. Confronting lung cancer starts here. Visit GoTo.org today.
In times of struggle, conflict, poverty, good finds a way. Good is happening even now. Good never stops, and neither does Children International. With support from caring friends, we help provide children and families with the critical essentials they need. Together, we can help end poverty. To learn more, go to children.org.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Parkway Field as both teams have retaken the field to stretch out a little bit before moving on to the second half here. If you're just joining us, the visiting Carson City Gremlins are up 49-0 on your home Bradford Owls. Flynn, any thoughts for the second half?
Yeah, like I said earlier, we sound like broken records, but I think right now, like we said, you gotta find some positive to take away from this and build off of. Obviously, 49-0, the mercy rule is going to be in effect here once we start going. I think right now you just need to get
you need to get some younger guys in there. You need to try some different things. Just try to find any positive whatsoever. Keep these kids' heads up. Keep the morales up. And just find something we can build off and take into next week with us when we play Cowdy.
Yeah, Carnes City coming in with a 4-2 record. They've been beat by Central Clarion and I believe Punxsutawney, but I'm not 100% on that, if you could double-check that. But as of right now, they're just having their way with the Owls. Again, up 49-0 here at the half. So we're going to be looking to name the Model T and MVP of the game, as well as the Love Toyota Collision Center Owls Collision of the Game as we're finishing up here on the C.J. Wallace Engineering Halftime Show. And Flynn, as you stated before, Lucas Wallace has 6 tackles tonight, all of which have been open field tackles.
Yeah, and all of them have been, if I remember correctly, all but one have been touchdown saving tackles as well. Big open field tackles. We're missing our tackles up front and in the linebacking core, and when they get out into space, he's been coming in and wrapping them up and bringing them down, and 6 tackles, all of them touchdown saving, all of them open field. He's been having himself quite a game.
Yeah, and in my research leading up to the week, one name from Carnes City that I was told to keep an eye out on would be that of Mason Bell, a junior, just kind of all-purpose offensive player for them. But we haven't called his name at all yet, so the Owls possibly keeping, you know, good tabs on him and basically eliminating him from the game.
But on the flip side of the ball, though, he's on the defensive line as well, and their defensive line, Talon Reese has been sacked 3 or 4 times. They've been getting the pressure in there on passing plays. They've shut down our run game almost completely. So maybe not calling his name on the offensive side, but he's absolutely been a force to reckon with on the defensive side.
Yeah, as the Owls are finishing up their stretches here coming out of halftime, and I see, I'm not sure if it's every game or not, but I see Lucas Wallace over there loosening up his arm on the sideline, Flynn. But if you recall, the Owls took the opening kickoff after they did win the coin toss. So Carnes City is going to get the ball here first.
And I would like to mention, I usually check Facebook during these games to try to get the scores of other games. I would like to mention right now that the Smethport game,
yes,
they are up 21-20 against Eldred. So they got a good game going on over there right now.
No kidding. Eldred, a tough team again this year. So that's quite the surprising score. I wonder, do you know where they're playing at?
Oh, I apologize. I just got updated. It's 28-20 Smethport right now in the third quarter.
Wow, is that game in Smethport or in Otto? Are you aware of that information?
That part I could not tell you yet.
All right.
I could definitely look, but that one I don't know off the top of my head. But close game over there, at least for them.
All right, thank you, Flynn. I tried to log into D9 Sports on break here to get some out-of-town scores, but it doesn't look like they have anything updated as of yet. So as soon as we can get some out-of-town scores for you, I will, as I know some of our listeners are looking forward to them as, you know, nearing the playoffs here. Do you have anything over there, Flynn?
It looks like most of these scores aren't very updated, so I'm not confident in sharing that, to be honest with you. A lot of them look like it still says they're in the first quarter or just getting started, which we know is not probably not accurate at this point in the night.
Yeah, for sure.
But I will definitely keep checking it.
So Carnes City has got their return team out on the field awaiting the Owls to send their kicking unit out as they are now headed out on the field. As they need to add one more in there, as they only got 10 out there as of this moment. So again, the Owls are going to be kicking off to the visiting Gremlins here. As the Gremlins hold a 49-0 lead to start the second half. As there's an 11th guy out, and it's going to be Lucas Wallace for the Owls. Caden Keyshore is in to kick off. And Flynn, like you mentioned there a few minutes ago, it's going to be Mercy Rule running clock the rest of the game. Keyshore kicks it off, and it's fielded about the 16-yard line. Gremlins bring it up across the 30, cuts to the center, across the 40, and brought down about the 45-yard line. It looked like Fabian Shirk for the Owls, able to bring down the ball carrier. So the Gremlins are going to take over, 1st and 10 from the 45.
And with such a small roster, I'm interested to see if they keep all of their starters in there, if they try to rotate some guys in, or what their game plan is going to be here in the second half.
So So Johnson still in at quarterback for the Gremlins in shotgun formation. Takes a snap, looking to pass, lets one go. Far sideline, it looks to be complete. It is complete, but pushed out of bounds immediately by an Owl defender, and that was Max Warner in on the tackle for the Owls. So that's going to bring up a second down and six after a four-yard gain. So the Owls for sure have some of their younger guys in. I see William Newman out there, the aforementioned Max Warner, and there's the snap, another throw, and I get a number on there. That was William Newman on defense there. So a quick snap from shotgun. Johnson threw it out to the near sideline as soon as it touched the kid's hand. Newman put a pretty good hit on him, the receiver that is, enough to bounce the ball loose. That's going to bring up a third down and six now for the Owls.
And I'm surprised they're sticking with the passing game as much here with such a big lead in the running clock, but we haven't been able to stop it. There's no reason for them to switch it up.
There's a snap, and there's a double handoff, and they break it, and this one looks like he's going to cross the 20 down to the 10 of the far sideline and into the end zone. So that's going to be another touchdown for the Gremlins, their 8-1 of the night. This time it was Owen Heigenbotham, who had a big receiving touchdown earlier, now a big running touchdown. That went a bit over 60 yards. So the score now 55-0 in favor of the Gremlins as they send in their kick team. Slater again getting his number called for those duties. There's the snap. The kick, it's up, and it is good. The score is going to be 56-0. Gremlins over Owls, 10:22 left to go here in the third quarter. You're listening to Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports.
Toji's Substation, the friendly, fun place right here in East Bradford. No restaurant has ever succeeded and prospers in Bradford like Toji's Substation. For over 50 years, 7 days a week, nearing 20,000 days in a row, Toji's Substation has been open for your convenience. They care that you care about great food and getting your money's worth. They don't close on slow days like other places. Toji's Substation is always open for fast and courteous service. Stop in today at Toji's Substation, always open at 402 East Main Street.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Parkway Field as the Gremlins are set to kick off as the Owls have Shirk deep. Shirk going to have space to catch it. He catches about the 5-yard line, looking to the middle of the field, bounces to the near sideline, back towards the far side of them, wrapped up and brought down about the 15-yard line. So the Owls going to take over on offense, first and 10. First and 10 from the 14-yard line. His Shirk was unable to shake. Well, he shook one guy, but was unable to shake the other. So, and it is, in fact, going to be Lucas Wallace in at quarterback for the Owls. The Owls make a couple adjustments out there. So Lucas Wallace in now for the Owls. Lucas in shotgun formation takes a snap, pitches it to the wide side. I believe that was to Alio, number 11 for the Owls, who was able to get just back to the line of scrimmage before being brought down. And no, that was Nick DeGolier, actually, who took that for the run for the Owls. So, again, the Owls, after being down so big in the first half, has made a massive transition over here. And Lucas Wallace now in at quarterback for the Owls. Wallace, shotgun formation, takes a snap, looking to throw, gets the throw off, and it's just outside the reach of his intended receiver as he was looking to go for Braylon Austin, and that's going to bring up a third down now for the Owls. So third and 9 from the 15 as the Owls are working from left to right on your screen, and our Toji's Touchdown Sweepstakes contestant for the third quarter is going to be Chris Burlingame. So good luck to you, Chris. Either way, you're a winner, but if the Owls score, it's a free value pack meal from Toji's Family Restaurant. Wallace takes a snap. There's a handoff this time to DeGolier again, and DeGolier brought down in the backfield by three or four Gremlin players, so taking a bit of a loss to bring up fourth down. And continuing with our Told You Touchdown sweepstake for Chris Burley game, if the Owls fail to score in this quarter, you still win. You get a free lunch special from Told You Substation. So back to the game, 8:34. The clock's down to already with the running clock as it's 4th and 10 for the Owls. Tommy Langdon, I believe, is in to punt now. Langdon gets the snap and the punt, and the punt is up, and it is can't tell if that was a fair catch or not, but he gets it from about the 5-yard line out to the 30, so the Gremlins going to take over 1st and 10 from the 30-yard line. Is not sure who did you catch who brought him down?
I did not catch who brought him down. No, I was trying to see if he called a fair catch or not. Yeah. It looked like our guys kind of hesitated a minute, like he did call it, and then everybody jumped in to bring him down.
Yeah, so Gremlin's going to take over 1st and 10 from the 30. It looks like they've made some substitutions out there now as well. There's the snap and the handoff right up the middle. Nothing doing there as he's wrapped up by a Parliament of Owls led by number 50 for the Owls, and that is Caleb Mackey. Mackey listed as a 6'3", 211-pound junior for our Owls. So a nice play there. So it's going to bring up a 2nd and 10 now for the Gremlins from the 30 as they're working from right to left. 7.5 minutes left to go here in the third quarter. Tyson Frazier takes a snap, and a loose pitch is on the ground, but it's picked back up. This time, Brody Anderson able to pick up an errant pitch and get to a first down and possibly, in fact, a first down. It is. They're going to give him credit with a first down. So even a broken play there, they're able to get positive yardage, Flynn.
Yeah, this run game for them has just been nothing short of dominant. And right now, we just haven't been able to make the adjustments to slow it down in the slightest.
Yeah, again, Tyson Frazier in under center for the Gremlins as they have a 1st and 10 now from the 19. Frazier takes a snap. There's another handoff. Looks to go up the middle. He bounces it to the outside across the 10 down to the 5 before being pushed out of bounds by Fabian Schert. In on the run that time for Carn City was Ronald Schniegel, I'm going to guess is his name. There's a whole lot of owls in that one, but needless to say, it's going to be 1st and goal from the 5-yard line for the Gremlins. 6:14 left to go here in the third quarter. So already almost midway through. Frazier under center takes a snap. There's a handoff. Bounces off one tackler before being brought down, and it might be on the ground. I believe it was, and I believe Bradford was able to pick that up.
It is recovered by the Owls.
I believe that was Blake Callahan able to come up with a fumble recovery. So the Owls able to keep the Gremlins out of the end zone tonight after recovering a fumble. So it's going to be 1st and 10 Owls from the 2-yard line. So a long field ahead of them, Flynn.
Yeah, this might be a momentum shift for these younger guys here. So great job on the defense to get that ball loose and recover it.
Yeah, and it looks like Garden City is also subbed in. Like you said, with a small team, it's subbed in as many guys as they can here. So try to make it a little bit more of a fair playing field as Lucas Wallace in at quarterback for the Owls in his own end zone takes a snap. Pitches it wide to DeGolyer. DeGolyer's brought down in the end zone for a safety. So give the Gremlins 2 more points as they are now up 58-0 over the Owls. So I didn't see the number of the Gremlin who was able to do that, but he was just able to shed his block and get in there and bring DeGolyer down. As DeGolyer's a pretty quick, pretty shifty kid who doesn't take many losses. But
yeah, and they've been doing great at setting the edge and also crash it on the inside here to shut down our run defense, something that we haven't been able to do today. And like we mentioned before, it's shown on the scoreboard.
Yeah, so unfortunately, Owls give up 2 more. And per rules of the PIAA, the Owls will be punting now from the 20-yard line. So the Gremlins are going to get the ball right back. So last time punting for the Owls was Tommy Langdon. looking to see if he'll have those duties again, or if in fact it'll go to Keyshore, who it appears it is in fact going to be Keyshore as he's out talking to the ref. As we see the Owls substitute another guy in for the Owls is Braden Wells taking his position on the far sideline. So Keyshore in for the kickoff from the 20. The ball is in the air, a decent kick, bounced on the Gremlin side of the field before going out of bounds about the 42. So that is going to be an illegal procedure penalty as the ball just took an awkward hop and out of bounds. So 5:43 left to go here in the third quarter. The Gremlins with a 58-0 lead. And I knew the Gremlins were a tough football team, Flint. I figured they were probably going to be the second-best team just behind Clearing Limestone that the Owls were going to face this year. And boy, they've proven it. I mean, their lines played well, both sides of the ball, made good decisions in their skill players. It's just dominant performance by the Gremlins.
If there was any doubt before this game, they have certainly erased it.
So the referees deciding what is going to go on here. There's no doubt the Gremlins are going to take over on offense. I think they're just trying to determine where, in fact, the ball is going to be placed. There's a lot of young Owls out there. I also see freshman Luke Erickson is out there on the line, along with Braylon Little, the aforementioned William Newman, Enzo Alio, Lucas Wallace, Max Warner out there as well for the Owls, joined by Fabian Shirk. So here we go, first and 10 from the 45. Oh, and there's a missed snap over the head of the Gremlin quarterback. The ball's all the way back to the 35. He's being chased down by a bunch of Owls. Breaks one tackle, breaks a second tackle. He's able to get across the 50, the 45, the 40, down to the 30, and wrapped up and pushed out of bounds by Enzo Alio. So, again, another broken play, and the Gremlin's able to get massive positive yardage. Flynn, that snap went over the head of the Gremlin quarterback and all the way down to the 30-yard line, but he was able to get by a few Owl defenders, break one tackle, then use his speed to get up to the 20 of the Owls. But I do see some yellow laundry on the field. So it's going to be a holding against the Gremlins, so that's going to save the Owls from giving up another big play there.
And what a turn of events there. As you said, the ball went over his head all the way to the 30, picked it up and managed to get all the way to our 30, and now, after the penalty, back to the 46.
So it's going to be first down and 11 from the 46 for the Gremlins. Under 5 minutes left to go here in the third quarter. Quarterback Tyson Frazier for the Gremlins takes a snap. There's a quick handoff. Runner bounces it out to the far sideline, but wrapped up and brought down hard by number 59 for the Owls. Number 59 being Jace Geis. Jace, a 5'8", 220-pound sophomore. So an excellent play there by Geis. So that's going to bring up second and 11 now for the Gremlins. Is the pursuit that time looked really good for the Owls defense. I mean, just an excellent job there.
Yeah, and it's something that we've been missing this whole game, and wrapping up the tackles there, everybody getting in on it, making sure we bring them down. That's something that we've needed the past two quarters.
Yeah, Frazier under center for the Gremlins takes the snap, pitches it to the back, to the far, going to the far sideline. He's got a couple blockers. He gets by one, across the 35, down to the 30. Still on his feet, cuts back toward the center of the field, and finally brought down about the 28-yard line. And it was Brody Haviland from his middle linebacker position able to come in and get the tackle for the Owls, but not before another Gremlin first down.
And we had him wrapped up probably five or six times there, and we just cannot finish our tackles. And it's been just a common denominator of this game so far for us.
So first and 10 now from the 29 for the Gremlins. 3:20 left to go here in the third quarter. The Gremlins holding a 58-0 lead over the Owls. Frazier under center again.
I was looking. They're bringing pressure. Frazier takes a snap, hands off up the middle, breaks one tackle into the second set. He's hit by William Newman and wrapped up before being brought down by a combination of Newman and Jace Geist again in on the tackle. But another first down for the Gremlins. This time is going to be first and 10 from the 15-yard line as the Gremlins are working from right to left. They're just doing a nice job, you know, with their play. I mean, they're running the ball. They're not looking to pass. They're not looking to embarrass anybody or do anything. They're just
nope,
the Owls are unable to stop them right now.
Taking their time and just running the ball, trying to run out this clock.
So Frazier takes a snap, hands off again, this time to the fullback. He busts right through the middle, busts it to the outside. He's wrapped up and brought down. Braylon Little able to bring him down, but he was wrapped up first. I think that was Lucas Wallace who was able to wrap him up, and then Little able to come in and help him get him the rest of the way to the turf. So second down and 3 now as the clock's under 2 minutes to go here in the third quarter. The Gremlins threatening again. Frazier under center, I formation for the Gremlins. Frazier takes a snap. There's another handoff. He's hit in the backfield by Newman, but bounces away for momentum, and he's going to be close to the end zone. They're going to call him just short, though. So it's going to be first and goal from about the 1, maybe 2 yard line now for the Gremlins. 90 seconds left to go here in the third quarter. That might be about the 1 inch line.
That's about first and goal from the 1 centimeter here. That ball is close.
So the Gremlins again send their men to the line of scrimmage. Frazier under center. Frazier takes a snap. There's the handoff and right up the middle and into the end zone. That is Brody Anderson, a freshman back for the Gremlins, punching in another score. So they're currently set at 64-0 in favor of the Gremlins. 1:05 left to go here in the third quarter. And this is going to be Slater out again for his 8th extra point. The snap, the kick, it's up, and it is good. Slater perfect on the night. 64-0, 65-0. Gremlins, 1:05 left to go in the third quarter. You're listening to Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESB Sports Winners Circle. Participants include these local area businesses: W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality American-made knives since 1889, and Ameriprise Financial, Davis Street in Bradford. Winners Circle sponsors, putting you in the game all season long. On your season ticket, WESB Sports. WESB Bradford, B107.5 FM. This is Bradford Owls High School Football.
Welcome back to Parkway Field as the Gremlins looking to kick off again. Deep for the Owls is going to be Fabian Shirk. Also deep. Nope, that's going to be looks like Colton Miller taking the ball about the 20-yard line. He cuts towards the middle looking for space. Nothing there, and he's brought down about the 28, maybe 29-yard line. So the Owls going to take over first and 10, under a minute to go here in the third quarter. And again, our Togies touchdown sweepstakes contestant for this third quarter is going to be Chris Burlingame. So good luck to you, Chris. We'll see if the Owls can get a score in here for you. So first and 10 Owls, Lucas Wallace again in at quarterback. He's going to be flanked by Colton Miller, I believe that is out there. Wallace from the shotgun formation takes a snap, looking to throw. There's a delayed handoff. He does get it off to Miller. Miller wrapped up in the backfield for a small loss, maybe just a yard. Just a yard there as he was brought down pretty hard. I'm kind of surprised there's not a flag on that play, but nonetheless, there's nothing there. So it's going to be second and 11 now for the Owls from the 29. Lucas Wallace directing the troops around. And he's looking off to the side. Looks like they're just going to let the clock run out here on the third quarter. In fact, that is what they're going to do, is Wallace
walking towards the Owl sideline. So the end of the third quarter, visiting Carson City Gremlins up 65-0 over the Bradford Owls. You are listening to Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
It's the Family Bar with the Car, the Model T Inn in Derrick City. Meet your friends on Sundays for lots of big-screen football with the NFL Sunday Ticket. And enjoy their new Sunday special, a medium pizza and a dozen wings for just $22. Stop in and enjoy their delicious menu items any day. And it's not too early to reserve a date for your holiday get-together. You'll always have a great time at the Family Bar with the Car and the NFL Sunday Ticket, the Model T Inn in Derrick City.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports as Carson City is absolutely dominating this game after a long bus ride here to Bradford. They are currently up 65-0 over the hometown Owls. As the Owls are going to have the ball second down and 11 from the 29-yard line. So they're working now from right to left. Lucas Wallace takes a snap. There's a fake handoff, throws it out near side to Shirk. Shirk catches it, breaks one tackle, and brought down about the 35. So about a five-yard gain, maybe 6 yards in favor of Shirk there. As the clock continues to run, as we're in the mercy rule. So it's going to bring up third and five now from the 35 for the Owls. Wallace gets his cue from the sideline. He's got trips to the far sideline. Takes the snap, looking to throw, gets the throw off, and is complete, this time to Colton Miller. Miller able to gain a few yards and get across the 40 to give the Owls a first down. So that's going to be first and 10 now from about the 44-yard line. In fact, it is the 44-yard line. So far, the Owls able to move the ball a little bit here in the fourth quarter. Is Colton Miller able to come up with the catch and first down that time? Wallace in the backfield joined by Keenan Miller. Wallace takes the snap, fakes the handoff, pitches it out to Colton. Colton busts across the 50. He's got first down yardage and being pushed out of bounds about the 47, 48-yard line. So it's going to be another first down for the Owls. It almost looked like a horse collar there, Flynn, but my eyes may be deceiving me.
And with the score where it is and the clock running down, I think right now probably let a little bit more go than they usually would.
Yeah, so almost 10 minutes left to go now here in the fourth quarter, as we're still going to be looking, Flynn, for our award winners as we give out weekly, that being the Model T and MVP of the game and also the Love Toyota Collision Center Owls Collision of the Game. As Wallace takes a snap, he's looking to pass, nothing there, rolls out to the far sideline. He takes off on his feet across the 40, across 35, down near the 30 before being pushed out. Not sure if he's got first down yardage, but it's going to be close. In fact, he does have first down yardage. So excellent, excellent awareness by Wallace that time and seeing there was nothing there, taking off on his feet and getting the Owls another first down.
And that's one thing that both of our quarterbacks, both Talon Reese and Lucas Wallace, have been great at, is just feeling that pressure and being able to, you know, make a play, run outside, and take off on their feet if they have to.
Wallace takes a snap, pitches it to the near sideline to Miller. Miller busts across one defender. Gets a stiff arm down, but brought down about the 26-yard line. So another positive gain for the Owls. And I can see why this JV team's undefeated, Flynn. I mean, they're moving the ball pretty easily out there.
Yeah, and it's nice to see these younger guys out here, like you always say, getting the experience under the Friday night lights.
So second and five now from the 26 for the Owls. Lucas Wallace in shotgun formation, joined by Miller, takes a snap, looking far sideline to throw. He does get it off. It's complete. Breaks a tackle, but brought down just shy of the first down. Is Braylon Austin able to come up with the catch for the Owls? And looking at my stat sheet here, Braylon, just a sophomore, 6'1", 164. So looks like he'll be a good-sized kid by time he gets into his junior and senior year for the Owls. So, again, Third down and two for the Owls. Wallace and shotgun joined by Miller. He's got trips to the near side. 8 minutes to go here in the game. Wallace takes a snap, looking near side, gets to play the ball off. He gets it up. It's caught by Miller. Avoids one tackle, avoids a second tackle, and it takes three gremlins to bring him down to 5 yard line. So one heck of an athletic play all around there for the Owls is Lucas Wallace able to get the pass complete to Colt Miller, and Miller making moves to give the Owls a first and goal from the 5 yard line. Wallace again in shotgun, takes the snap, looking to throw. He's got time, gets the ball off, and it's just tipped away at the last second as he was looking at Fabian Shirk, but ball's incomplete. That was just a nice play by the gremlin defender there. So this is by far the most threatening the Owls have been so far this game. And keep in mind, for Otoji's touchdown sweepstakes, our fourth quarter contestant is Jim Henry. So Jim, the Owls score here, you're going to win a free value pack meal from Toji's Family Restaurant. If not, it's going to be a free lunch special from Toji's Substation. Clock ticks under 7 minutes. Second and goal now from the 5 for the Owls. Lucas Wallace in shotgun formation takes a snap, looking to pass, gets the ball off. He's got a man. The ball is tipped and falls incomplete. So another nice play by the gremlin defender is Wallace was looking to go a back shoulder fade pass to Braylon Austin. That's going to bring up third and goal now for the Owls as the clock continues to tick. 6.5 minutes left to go here in the fourth quarter. Lucas Wallace, shotgun formation, takes the snap. Hands it off. Tommy Langdon. Langdon right up the middle. He breaks one tackle, but brought down about the 3 yard line. So that's going to bring up fourth down and goal now for the Owls. As they're going to say no gain there. So I'm sure Flynn, the Owls are going to go for it here.
At this point in the game, you got nothing to lose. This is a no brainer. You're going for it here. It's just a matter of whose hands you're going to get the ball into at this point.
So the Owls substitute one Miller for the other Miller as Tommy Langdon joins Lucas Wallace in the backfield. Fourth and goal now from the 5. Wallace takes the snap, looking to throw, gets the throw off and just tipped away again, going for Fabian Shirk at the front near cone of the end zone. So the Owls fail to score there, so the gremlin's going to take over first and 10 from the 5 yard line. So a long field ahead of the gremlins, but the way Bradford played defense last time, I'm pretty confident down here, Flynn.
Yeah, and as you mentioned, definitely see why JV's having so much success this year. These younger guys are definitely coming out and making the most of this opportunity to get in here under the Friday night lights. They're looking good. That was a beautiful drive. Obviously, we didn't get in the, you know, we didn't put any points on the board, but as you said, that was the most threatening drive we've had all game. They looked great.
So Frazier under center for the Gremlins takes a snap. There's a handoff. The back breaks across the 5-7. Breaks out of an arm tackle. Breaks out of a, almost gets out of a second, but brought down around the 10-yard line by William Newman for the Owls. So it's going to be second down and about 6 now for the Gremlins from the 9-yard line. Clock just got under 5 minutes to go here in the game. The Gremlins taking their time as they should out there. It's Frazier again under center. Sends a man in motion, takes a snap. There's a handoff. Ball's on the ground, and it's still loose after being hit by an Owl, and it's in the end zone. I believe Frazier may have come up with it, but he is in the end zone.
They might call him down at the 1. That ball was awfully close.
So let's see what the officials are going to do. They are, again, right close to the goal line. So that's going to bring up 3rd down and 14 now from the, like, 1-inch line. So 3rd and long now for the Gremlins. 4 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. Frazier under center in his own end zone takes a snap. There's the handoff right up the middle just to try to give the Gremlins some room. And he gets maybe a yard, but the ball was on the ground and they're giving it to the Owls. I'm not sure who was able to come up with that, but Luke Erickson pretty excited coming out of the huddle for the Owls. So we'll have to get clarification on what exactly happened down there. Obviously a fumble, but not sure who caused it or who recovered it.
It looked like Erickson recovered it, but I think the entirety of the Browns Bradford defense was in there.
So Bradford first and goal from the three. Wallace, shotgun formation all by himself. Takes a snap, takes her by himself right up the middle and into the end zone. Touchdown.
Did he hold on to the ball?
He did, in fact, hold on to the ball.
There we go.
The Owls first score of the game, a 3-yard touchdown run by Lucas Wallace. So the Owls finally on the board, 3.5 minutes left to go here in the game. As they cut into the lead, it's now 65-6 as Caden Keyshore in for the extra point for the Owls.
And just a great game plan there, sending all the receivers out wide and having him run right at the middle.
There's the kick. The kick is blocked, unfortunately. So the score's going to remain 65-6. Carnes City, 3:28 left to go here in the game. You're listening to Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
You know it's coming. That colder weather is on the way. Make sure you're ready with a visit to Worth W. Smith Company Hardware in Bradford. It's not too early to start stocking up on wood pellets for your heating stove. If it's time to replace your pellet stove, see Worth Smith for their line of quality Harmon stoves. You'll also find a big selection of stove pipes and other heating supplies in stock. And don't forget the antifreeze for your RV. Be prepared for the weather ahead. If you need it, you'll find it at Worth W. Smith Company Hardware in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
So, 3:28 left to go in the game as the Owls on the board as they cut into the lead. It is now 65-6 in favor of the visiting Carnes City Gremlins. Into kick for the Owls is Keyshore. The kick is in the air. A little bit of a squib kick, but it takes a good Owls roll. Hopefully it stays in bounds. Unfortunately, it does not as it just touches the line about the 9-yard line. So Carnes City going to take over, Flynn. First and 10, probably from the 40-yard line. 35 or 40, I believe it is. Flags on the play, but that's just going to be illegal procedure for the ball going out of bounds, I believe.
And that ball did tightrope that the out-of-bounds line there for a while.
Yeah, a good 10 or 12 yards. That was interesting. So waiting for the ref to figure out what we're going to do here as the Owls shift out their defense. To grab my stat sheet here and my roster.
A lot of younger guys getting in there, getting some playing time. It's exciting to see.
Oh, there's a penalty against Carnes City, a 15-yarder. And I didn't hear what it was for, Flynn.
No, that one I missed. I thought that flag was just for the kick going out of bounds.
Yeah, some younger guys out there. Freshman Chase Neely's out there. Chase listed 5'6", 190. Again, another guy I got the privilege to watch down at the junior high level with the Frets team. So it's going to be Frazier again under center for Carnes City. Is they're going to take over first and 10 from the 20. 3:28 left to go here in the game. Frazier under center. Sends a man in motion, takes a snap, hands it off to the motion man. Motion man off tackle off to the near sideline, but hit and brought down by Luke Erickson for the Owls. Look like Erickson and William Newman combined on the tackle there. So just a 1-yard gain for Carnes City.
And that's the fifth tackle I have Newman listed for so well. So another example of them taking these opportunities, getting some playing time and running with it.
Yeah, and again, with a shortened amount of play time out there with it being in the mercy rule in the second half. So nice job by William. I know he's been a hardworking kid for several years now, so good to see him reap some of the success after all the work he has put in. So good for you, William. Keep it up. Frazier under center, second and 8 from the 22, takes a snap. There's a handoff, busts right up the middle, but brought down. Try to catch a number there, and that is going to be Jace Geist. We've called his name a few times as well. Jace, a sophomore for the Owls, was able to bring him down after the Kern City runner after just a short gain. So a clock near and 2 minutes left to go in the game. The Owls down 65-6 as Kern City facing a third down and 5 from the 25. And if you're just joining us, the Owls given the opportunity for their JV team to get some time under the lights here tonight. Kern City rushes up to the line. Frazier takes a snap. It's a quick snap. Bus outside, and he's hit hard and brought down. Tried to get a number on that, because that was one heck of a hit. Max Warner on the hit there. Flynn, that might be a contestant for the Toyota Collision Center. Owls collision of the game late here in the game.
It looked like him and Braylon Little were both in there, but either way, he took quite the hit.
Yeah, I couldn't tell if it was Warner or Little that laid the hit down, but I mean, you heard some shoulder pads pop on that one. So, fourth and a 3 now as the clock nears 1 minute left as the Gremlins are going to go for it. Frazier under center takes a snap. There's a pitch to the near sideline. Busted outside. He breaks one tackle across the second. Then crossed over to the 50s. He breaks tackles. He's headed down the sideline to the 20, the 15, and he's pushed out of bounds. Enzo Alio came out of absolutely nowhere with a game-saving touchdown. So the Gremlins go for it on 4th and 3, and they get a huge play as they run it nearly 70 yards before being pushed out of bounds by Owl Enzo Alio. So it's going to be 1st and 10 from the 10. So it must be they got just a touch of room to get it in there. Clock 20 seconds. Not sure. They're going to have to get one playoff. So Frazier under center takes a snap. There's the handoff up the middle, but hit and brought down immediately, and that is going to end the game as that was
Luke Erickson, it looked like, on the tackle.
Was it Luke Erickson?
I believe so.
It was. And in fact, that is going to be the end of the game. From Parkway Field, the visiting Gremlins put it to the Bradford Owls, 65-6. We'll be back in a few minutes with our post-game wrap-up and go over some final stats. We'll give Flynn some time to figure them out. Again, Bradford Owls fall 65-6 to the Buzzsaw Kern City Gremlins. You are listening to Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports is brought to you by these local sponsors: the Model T Inn, Allegheny Bradford Corporation, Allegheny Vein and Vascular, W.R. Case & Sons, Toji's Restaurant, Toji's Substation, Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate, Burns & Burns Insurance, Team Minard, Gleason Construction, Donovan's Towing, Worth W. Smith Company Hardware, Kinjerski Insurance, and Ameriprise Financial. This is Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports. 1490 AM, B107.5 FM, and streaming at WESB.com and 100.1 The Heroes mobile apps. WESB Bradford, B107.5 FM. This is Bradford Owls High School Football.
Welcome back to Parkway Field. I am Mark Irvin, joined by my broadcast partner, Flynn Irvin, as we just watched the Kern City Gremlins make the trip up here to Bradford and just lay it to the Owls as they come up with a 65-6 win. Gremlins coming in as advertised. And Owls just had no answers on either side of the ball. I mean, the touchdown they did get was right at the end of the game after they had already put their JV team in. So, again, if you're just joining us, the Owls fall 65-6, giving Flynn a few minutes here to tally up some stats and scores. We also need to name our collision of the game and our... That's the Love Toyota Collision Center Owls collision of the game. And also our MVP of the game, which is the Model T N MVP of the game. So we have a couple in mind here, and one actually came up right at the last, nearly the last play of the game. So stick around for a couple of minutes, and we will give you those. So not really a whole lot to talk about tonight for the Owls. I believe they had game plan and expected Carn City to come in and run the ball because that's all they've done so far this year, just dominated on the ground. However, they did show a few spurts of that, but the Gremlins came out throwing the ball and had a ton of success. So the Owls had no answers for them and able to really lay it down again, as we said. So Flynn, he's putting on his headset here. I see he put his calculator down. Flynn, what do you got for us for final stats?
Right now, I just got a couple names for you. Lucas Wallace, of course, on both sides of the ball. He had 51 passing yards, 15 rushing yards. He had that rushing touchdown to put us on the board. But he also had 8 tackles on the defensive side of the ball.
That was all from Wallace?
That was all from Wallace.
Okay.
Will Newman as well, 5 tackles, 2 pass deflections. And Andrew Giordano had 5 tackles as well on the defensive side of the ball. So just a couple positives to take away from there.
All right. Anything offensive of note?
Just Lucas Wallace being able to come in and step in with a deficit on the board there. Like I said, 51 passing yards, 15 rushing yards, and that rushing touchdown. Talon Reese, 31 passing yards he had in the first half there. Just couldn't get anything clicking in that first half. So not much to share on the offensive side.
So, Flynn, I'm going to go ahead and make the executive decision. The Love Toyota Collision Center collision of the game, in fact, is going to go to Braylon Little for this last hit right at the end of the game.
I absolutely agree on that one.
I mean, you heard shoulder pads pop all the way up here, and we have the windows closed tonight. It's a little bit chilly up here. So we discussed it a little bit in the break there, Flynn, and we both agree on who is going to be our MVP of the game. That's the Model T in MVP of the game. So, Flynn, let's keep with tradition. You go ahead and announce that for us.
That MVP is going to be Lucas Wallace.
Lucas Wallace, the Model T in MVP of the game. Both his combination of what he did offensively and defensively. And if I can't ever remember naming a freshman the player of the game, the MVP of the game, that is, for the Owls. So, again, here from Parkway Field, the final score, 65-6 for my broadcast partner, Flynn, and our broadcasting engineer, Quincy. I'm Mark Irvin. This has been Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports.